Yo.
Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Football.
Now three wide, Baronic out to the right side along with Wilkie to the left. And Saborn wants to keep it on the quarterback, keep around the right side, off a block, 20, 15, looking for the corner, and Saborn is in there for a Ravenna touchdown.
Tonight, a Central Nebraska rivalry is renewed as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High School Football is on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Third and seven, clinches under center. Double tight end, three out, roll to the right, has some time, throws for the end zone, he's going deep, he's got a man, 10-5, touchdown, Brian Hoosman. He bit on the in route, and Hoosman then took it into the end zone, and a perfect pass from Abe Clinch, a 39-yard touchdown pass.
Both squads are 3-1 on the season, with both teams losing to defending state champion St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic is ranked as high as second in C2, while the Jays remain outside the top 10. Ravenna looks to earn even more respect with an upset on homecoming tonight in Kearney. It's the Blue Jays and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Miles Field in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Miles Field in Kearney as Kearney Catholic gets ready for homecoming tonight against the Ravenna Blue Jays in a classic Blue Plat Conference rivalry contest that probably has a district championship on the line tonight. Now, Blue Hill will have something to say about that. These are the three teams that perennially in this district have had good football teams, and Blue Hill will play Kearney Catholic at the end of the season, and they still have Ravenna coming up in the next to last game. So Blue Hill, the last two games they play, are against these two squads, so when they play, they should have the destiny in their own hands as well. But tonight, it's a beautiful night for high school football here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with Don Leach tonight. We've sent Randy Bushcutter on the AM side to see what should be a great football game between a battle of unbeatens down the road in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils are taking on Shelton on ESPN 1460. So, Don, this is a team, obviously, that you've seen every week with your son playing on it. But, of course, you see him in the classroom every day. And let's start with homecoming because coaches are always worried about homecoming, whether you're a cross-country coach, football coach, volleyball coach. You can't wait for Saturday night to be over with and so that next week things get back to normal. What's it been like inside the building this week?
It's been pretty hectic. You know, you get a lot of, do we have to do this week? It's homecoming type stuff. And, you know, a lot of different outfits that have been worn on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we had color day yesterday, so they weren't as different of outfits, as I can say. But and then today was green and gold day. But, you know, and then today we had the Star Olympics type stuff where we have a bunch of games where each class takes on the class and something, some of the relay races and so on and so forth. And that was a lot of fun. The kids got involved in that, and it's a lot of fun. But, it does take a little bit away from, you know, the activities that are going to be played with the cross-country volleyball and those types of things this week and stuff and football tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, Kearney Catholic comes out and plays because there's been a lot of things going on this week.
And it doesn't matter what it is, although I think homecoming gets maybe the most attention because it is football-related, directly related. But, you know, basketball season, you may have an ACT. You may be out on the speech team. You may have drama. Yep. You may have a vacation. You may have Christmas break. How does a coach address not just a homecoming, but any time that there's distractions out there? What have you found is the best way to kind of keep the kids on focus?
Well, and, you know, it's easier for Coach Colling in that, you know, they've played some very good teams right now, these first three games, and then we went to Southern Valley, and you know, we played a good football game. But, you know, it's easier for him right now because they are the team that people are looking to beat now instead of, you know, him trying to creep up on some people. So, you know, he's been addressing that. You know, guys, you're going to get the best shot from all the rest of these teams that we have on our schedule, so you got to be prepared and ready to go. And, you know, the kids, he said, that really responded to that and came out and focused and did a good job in practice.
Well, it should be a great football game whenever these two teams get together. I still say in the back of my mind a couple of seasons ago when Kearney Catholic was the decided underdog. Ravenna was ranked number two in the state, and they went on the road and just pumped Ravenna. It was like 35-0 or something like that. And although the things changed towards the end of the season, you know that some of these kids remember that, and they'd like to turn the tables. Kearney Catholic ranked as high as number two right now. They'd like to go after them and pull the upset tonight. This is a season maker for Ravenna. Again, they're both 3-1. Both teams only lost coming to Hastings St. Cecilia. Both teams playing very solid. For the first half last week, it was 7-0 at halftime over at Ravenna. They lost to St. Cecilia 28-7. And, of course, Kearney Catholic had the lead in the third quarter on St. Cecilia on opening night here at Miles Field. But three turnovers in St. Cecilia territory in the first half really was kind of the undoing there in the last quarter. It was just about the ugliest football quarter I've ever seen. And St. Cecilia ended up, and on both sides, St. Cecilia ended up winning that football game 24-14. So after playing 1, 2, and 3 in the state, Kearney Catholic went 2-1. Now they're sitting at 3-1. Somebody's going to 4-1 tonight, and we'll hear from the coaches, Mark Hudson of Ravenna and Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic, coming up on the New Tank C pregame show right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time once again for Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, and both teams come in with identical 3-1 records. Both teams losing to the same team, Hastings St. Cecilia. The Stars did it on opening night. Ravenna did it last week. And the second half, St. Cecilia was able to pull away in both football games. And Mark Hudson joins us now to talk about the Blue Jays. Coach, initial reaction to the way your team played last week, because that's going to give folks a lot of indication of where you're at right now.
You know, our initial reaction, I guess, would be, you know, we were pleased in some aspects. I think it was a big growing tool for us. You know, we were able to move the ball probably a little bit better than I think, you know, a few of our kids, most of our kids, you know, knew we'd be able to do some things. That I think it was a confidence builder for us. You know, you get the, you know, the big giant out there and the name recognition. And, you know, there's a few kids that I think in the back of their mind just didn't quite know until, you know, we got into that second quarter and were able to move the ball. So confidence-wise, it was good. You know, we kind of had a little bit of a lull in the third quarter where momentum really kind of built against us. You know, and we really had to work against that going into the fourth quarter and kind of get them back. So I think how we handled that adversity and bounced back and fought in the fourth quarter, I was really proud to see that.
From the public perception, I think there was, well, is it time for Donovan Trumbull to pass Ravenna? That was opening night. You guys survived that test. Then here's Hastings St. Cecilia. Even though it was a loss, it seems like you passed that test because you guys have been banging heads for quite a while. But Kearney Catholic has a different feeling. You guys have been the favorite, I think, in this football game for quite a few years. Now, the favorite hasn't always won. I think a lot of people would consider you the underdog here, but not the same underdog as you were last week. Do you play that game a little bit with the kids? Do they talk about it, that it wouldn't matter what the records were of these two teams? They want Kearney Catholic because of the rivalry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've been doing this long enough, Doug. You've heard enough coaches talk. You've pretty much hit the nail on the head, you know. Read the paper tonight, you know. We're gonna talk them up, tell them how great they are, and tell our kids that they're not very good, and you know, get a little bit of edge going, and you're right. You know, there have been some years, I would say, in the past 5 years, we've probably been the favorite one or two more times than that. They've been the favorite, you know, a couple of times. And, you know, I know last year, you look at it, it was kind of a toss-up, but in retrospect, you know, I think maybe they were a little bit of the favorite, and we were able to get them last year. But you're right. Before that, we were the favorites, and they've knocked us off a few times. And I wouldn't say it would be, you know, insulting to us to just state a fact and say, you know what, this Kearney Catholic team is really, really good. And, you know, I admitted that, and that wasn't a fib in the paper, that this is one of the best teams they've had in a really long time. And, you know, that's no disrespect to anybody who's played there. They had some great teams, you know, in the middle 2000s, and I think these guys have the potential, if they're not already, to be, you know, a team that's just as good as them, if not better. I mean, this team is loaded for bear now. Does that mean that we don't have a shot? Heck no. We're excited. We're ready. We got a great plan. The kids have had a much better week of practice than they did last week. So, you know, you've been around this one long enough that, you know, we like playing each other. We like beating each other. That's the polite way of saying it. And, you know, we're going to get after each other. And whatever happens, happens. You know, it is a little bit flipped around, though, this year where our kids are kind of doing that lack of respect issue. So we'll see how that works for us.
Ravenna head football coach Mark Hudson joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits. Is there anything different about the style of football that either team plays in your eye than what we've seen the last decade?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I've seen Kearney Catholic. They are more committed to the run. And believe it or not, you know, I think we've completed 11 or 12 passes this year, you know. And,
oh, man. That's crazy.
We're in that range where, you know, we're attempting 6, 7, 8 a ball game and hitting 3 or 4 a game. And, you know, I know that's not a lot, but, you know, in crucial times last week, you know, we were able to throw the ball when we needed to, and Trevor put it on the money. We got a couple guys that can catch it. So, you know, not like we've reversed roles here or anything, but Kearney Catholic definitely does seem to want to be able to be more physical. You know, and I'd say our willingness and what we've done in the off season to be able to complete a few passes has made people actually respect the passing game instead of just blitzing corners and outside linebackers like we've seen in the past.
Is that because, I mean, you've always had talented quarterbacks. Trevor's able to throw it, but your line, you build your team around your line, and basically whoever you've stuck back there at running back has taken advantage of that. Your line looks on paper solid again, 200-plus all the way across the board. Tell me about your line play.
Well, they're tough kids, you know. They're, you know, we're not going to go out there and dominate any ACT scores, but, you know, they're all decently smart kids. They're kids who work hard. You know, they embody what it means to, I think, be from Ravenna, which is hard nose, hard work. You know, we always kind of put that emphasis on the line. You know, that's my position. And, you know, there's a little part of me that figures, you know, if I'm going to catch heck or catch heat from, you know, what we're doing or how we're not executing, it's going to be my guys, you know, not somebody else. But, you know, they've done an excellent job. We do run, from the casual observer standpoint, you know, well, does all Ravenna does is run ISO. They run it right at you. Well, you know, I think most of those guys will tell you, or anybody that's alumni will tell you, you know, we can run ISO about 4 different ways, and we can run option about 3 different ways. And, you know, we're going to try and attack you from different ways depending upon what you're doing. So it's not an easy job up there for those guys, and I demand a lot of them, and they've done a great job of rising up to the occasion. And, you know, Trevor has been able to he's got a better arm. You know, he's maybe not as fast as Josh was a couple of years ago, but, you know, he's distributing the ball. He's got a few more weapons around him, and he's kind of being more of a complete quarterback this year, where last year he was just the second coming of Josh Crowell and running for 1,500 yards.
Finally, Mark, we're halfway through the season. How's the health of your ball club?
Well, honestly, we're a little banged up. You know, we don't have any season enders on the injury front, but, you know, we've got a few kids that, you know, maybe miss a game here or there, going to have to play hurt, fight through some things. But, you know, we're hanging in there. You know, last year was the healthiest football team I've ever coached, and, you know, it wasn't the most talented team, but our chemistry worked out, and this year we're kind of back to normal, which is, you know, missing a game here or there and some kids having to fight through some injuries. But, you know, it's tough nose up here. We don't accept anything else, and, you know, we've got some gamers, so we'll be all right.
Well, it's always a great one. We're looking forward to another one, Mark. We appreciate the time, and best of luck to the Jays tonight and throughout the rest of the season. We'll see you again soon.
Hey, thanks a ton, Doug, for the coverage, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
That's Mark Hudson, head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll be back and chat with Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic as the Stars and Jays get ready to battle again tonight here on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction, specializing in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, joined by the head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Dave Colley, as they get ready to begin district play here. Very important time of the season. But, Coach, since we last talked, you have rolled Cambridge. You got through that tough stretch of the season. You took care of Southern Valley. Your defense seems to be getting better. And everything that maybe didn't go perfect on opening night, seems like you've taken care of it. First off, congratulations on the great start to the season.
Hey, Doug, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Tell me about how the team has progressed here through the first four games. We saw some mistakes that the coaching staff probably chalked up to maybe some mental mistakes and some youth, and it looks like those mistakes are the first thing that have kind of gone out the window and been taken care of.
Yeah, you know, we talked all summer about lining up correctly on defense and playing fast and physical, and you never know what you're going to get game one, but we did some mistakes lining up and stuff like that, the kids just kind of progressed from game one. We got a little bit better on game two, and we ran the veer, so we had to play assignment football. So I think we got a little better game two, game three. We had our best game of the three against Cambridge, and the kids are really confident, and like I said, defensively they're playing fast and physical. They don't have to think about where they need to go; they know where they need to go. And so, as far as that's concerned, I think the guys have really stepped it up.
You touched on how your defense had to adjust. Your offense, all the teams that you've played have really been kind of different. St. Cecilia, you run it up the middle. You try to stay away from Schaaf Cambridge, so you're running the sweeps. Have you had to change it up almost every week?
We've done a little different game plan each week. Coach Harvey does a great job of doing that. So we kind of, what the defense gives you is what we've been trying to take. And so, like I said, it all starts up front, and our O-line is just doing a great job up there moving guys around. And like I said, we got the edge, on Cambridge. So this week presents a different challenge to us, and hopefully the guys step up and take care of that challenge.
Dave Colley, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the challenge this week in Ravenna, a team that usually runs at 95% of the time. What do they do different that maybe the other teams haven't?
They got Cyborn's a great runner. He's a quarterback that'll beat you with his feet, and he doesn't throw the ball that bad either. So we gotta be on our A game on defense. A lot of either makes the first guy miss, so we need to. They run that little spinny option, that they've always ran, and they got some big boys up front, so they match up size wise a little bit with us. But we just need to corral Cyborn. Wilkie's a good running back, pretty quick kid, and so they got some weapons. And like I said, defensively, we just need to continue to play fast and do assignment football, and first guy must make the tackle, and so that's kind of what we preached all week. We got homecoming week, so the kids. It's kind of a rivalry game, I guess you might call it. And so it's homecoming week, but it's been kind of a low key kind of homecoming week. The kids are really focused and really want this game bad.
The tables have kind of turned too, Dave. Just a couple seasons ago, you went over and wrecked what Ravenna thought could be a state final type of season. I'm sure that's got to be some motivation for some of the seniors on their ball club. And as you said, with maybe the district title on the line in this football game, rivalry, homecoming, you've got to keep the kids focused. How do you keep them focused? What do you tell them?
If you have that answer, let me know, would you? We all week we've had a really good week of practice, and like I said, if anything, we're going to need to tame them down a little bit because they're really jacked for this game, and rightfully so. I mean, it's an important game for us. You know, I think the kids, you know, we had three important games. Or we've had all, you know, all the games are important, but, you know, all the hype of the first three games, I think, put us in a position right now where, you know, this is a, it's a huge game, but they've been through three games that were, you know, quoted as being huge also. So, you know, I think the kids understand what we're trying. You know, we're trying to get better each week, and that's, you know, we preach it whether they listen all the time to what we say or not. But we just need to get better each week. If we play better than we did last week, we did a great job in practice this week. And so, you know, we come out tomorrow night and get better than we did last week, you know, things will, I think, take care of themselves.
Dave, I know you always have preached to get in the weight room. You wanted to get your line bigger and stronger, and that's something Ravenna has done for a long, long time. Sure. They're not going to be as big as you, but they're very balanced, just about everybody around 210. I think line play will be key here. What do you see from their lines?
You know, they, like I said, they match, they're not quite as big, but, you know, they always... You know, they always have a good line at Ravenna. You know, they lose. I think they have one kid returning from last year, but they, you know, their kids understand the importance of the weight room as well. And so they always have, you know, kids that are strong, and Hudson does a great job with, you know, proper technique and all that stuff. They're always sound. And so, you know, our guys, I think, understand, you know, that it's a game where it's going to be won in the trenches. And I guess, you know, our guys have something to prove as far as, you know, they've been in the weight room all summer long. They're, you know, 20 pounds heavier, and they're stronger, and so it'll be, line play is going to be key this Friday.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, will let you out of here with this, Coach. Since we saw you personally opening night, everybody settled in. You said you're pretty healthy right now. You haven't had to make a whole lot of changes with your personnel. You've got your quarterback situation like you want. Are you doing any more tinkering, or are you right where you want to be?
You know, we're pretty darn close. We got some, you know, we got a couple guys that can come in and give us some breathers, and so we've kind of tinkered in that aspect, but. But for the most part, we're pretty, we're going with what we got, and so we're, like I said, the injuries were key, and we've so far, knock on wood, we've you know, not had any injuries that caused, you know, one or two guys to be out. So we're going into this game really healthy, and so should be a fun time tonight.
And last question, part two, have you seen the mentality of your kids change? It's more than just surviving those first three games. Now that where you're at, we're talking high seed in the playoffs if you can get the key wins down the stretch. We're talking home games. Can you see any change in the mentality of the kids?
You know, I saw it before we played game one. You know, the coaching staff here saw it. Just a different swagger in their walk. You know, and I don't know if it comes all from the weight room or you know, whether it's because they, you know, some of them have started for 2 years and they understand what they need to do. But it's been a different outlook from the players, you know, from game one, and it's just continued, you know, after we got game two and game three and won those two ball games, the confidence level is sky high. And so, you know, the kids, I think, are buying into what we're telling them, and they realize that they're the physical team now, and so that's a huge thing for us.
It's the only home game in 5 weeks. The first two were at home, Ravenna, and then the last one, Blue Hill, and then hopefully for the Stars, some home playoff games. So big one tonight against Ravenna. Dave, thanks for the time, and best of luck tonight.
Hey, Doug, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, ranked as high as number two by Huskerland Prep in Class C2. And we'll be back with the starting lineups from Miles Field right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are ready to take a look at our injury report tonight, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. There's one near you, so tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. For Kearney Catholic, Coach Dave Calling says, we're healthy. The problem is they're missing a couple of kids from the beginning of the season. Brett James and Spencer Lowe, the junior and senior, have not been able to suit up for the Stars all season long. A couple of freshmen are banged up, but would not see playing time. They are JV players, and they're not able to go. For Ravenna, they have one significant injury to report tonight. Tyler Douglas, a solid offensive lineman junior, with an MCL injury. He is out. He may be able to come back before the season is over. It's not an MCL tear. Might be a partial, one of those things where you can put a brace on it and get through it. And then Ethan Shamback is banged up tonight. He will play. Coach Hudson told me he's right around 80%, has a brace on, and kind of watching him in warm-ups, he's just that tough fullback kid that maybe doesn't have to be fast. So we'll see how that affects him, but he is a very key cog on both sides of the ball for Ravenna. And that is your injury report. Hopefully we don't have to talk about any more injuries, but if we do, make sure Family Physical Therapy knows that they can take care of you. Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Now it's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And at center, number 60, is 205-pound junior center Josh Boardman. The guards for Ravenna, number 73, 185-pound junior, is Alec Promosta. Number 75 is also a guard, 220-pound senior, Michael Steele. The tackles for Ravenna, number 51, a 210-pound senior, Jake Pogue. And number 57, a 220-pound senior, Brandon Rogers. A couple of tight ends, that's the way Ravenna lines it up, a power football team. Trace Armstrong, a transfer in from Wood River, has really helped this football team. Number 30, 195-pound senior, and number 32, 210-pound senior, Jacob Bruja. The wideout is number 9, Connor Baronic, 175-pound senior. The fullback, number 23, a 205-pound senior, Ethan Shamback. The I-back, number 8, 190-pound senior, Lucas Wilkie. And the quarterback, number 3, a 170-pound senior, Trevor Sabourin. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Mark Hudson, assisted by Noah Ballsby, Logan Schrader, Matt Gangwish, and Paul Sokopel. They are 3-1 on the season. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, the center is number 63, 5'11", 180-pound senior, David Burking. At guard, the left guard is number 72, 5'9", 195-pound junior, John Blake. The right guard is number 74, 6'2", 250-pound junior, Austin Lowry. The tackles, that right tackle, number 66, 6'4", 220-pound senior, Eric Long. And number 75 is the left tackle, 6'2", 250-pound junior, David Squires. With as many as 5 wideouts, split ends, wing backs, running backs, here's how it looks at the wing back, number 5, 5'9", 160-pound senior, Keegan Fitzgerald. And number 13, 5'9", 175-pound senior, Tyson Colling. The split ends, number 21, 5'10", 170-pound junior, is Brian Hoosman. And number 30, a 6-foot, 170-pound junior, Alex Leet. The running back is number 3, 5'9", 175-pound senior, Anthony Pacheco. And the quarterback, number 14, 6'2", 200-pound junior, is Abe Flinch. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Dave Colling. Assistant coaches, Mike Pacheco, Rashawn Harvey, Paul Brungart, Matt Coop, Rick Moses, and Jeff Carnahan. They are also 3-1 on the season, ranked number 2 in the state in Class C2 in Huskerland Prep. They're number 4 in the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Stars. Again, the both losses for these two teams coming to the hands of Hastings St. Cecilia. 10 points, Kearney Catholic, 21 points last week for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And that's a look at the starting lineup. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Don, it's Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. There's always a little extra edge here.
Yeah, there is, Doug. You know, it's been a good rivalry the past few years. Kearney Catholic's going to have to stop the run. And, you know, for Ravenna, you know, they're going to have to do a little bit of both because Kearney Catholic's been running the football pretty well these last few games, along with throwing the football. So it should be an excellent football game if you look at the scores, you know, and then Ravenna did a great job last week against St. Cecilia.
Well, we'll take a break here for the national anthem and be back with the start of tonight's football game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're back with Kearney Catholic and Ravenna after this.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big-town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Ravenna won the toss tonight. They deferred, so Kearney Catholic will get the ball, and they will be moving from right to left or south to north as you view it along your radio dial. Doug Duda along with Don Lee, so I'm sure a couple of times tonight I will call Tony Davis, and I already apologize for that. Big Daddy in Madison, we'll talk more about that at halftime. End of the first quarter, Litchfield 6, Lindsay Holy Family 6. If you've got a score, please report it into our Valentino score line anytime. You can text it or you can call and leave a voicemail, 308-646-0506. Give us the score in the quarter, and we'll pass it along to all the listeners throughout Central Nebraska and on the World Wide Web. Again, that number, put it in your cell phone, 308-646-0506. And, Don, we were kind of watching a little bit in the pregame. Ravenna's never really had a kicker that pounds it like we see from Kearney Catholic, but in the warm-ups, it looked like maybe Storm Rathke Hoffman here is able to knock the air out of the ball a little bit.
Yeah, he was putting them down there quite a way, so it'll be interesting to see. You know, this will be the first time Ravenna's had a really good kicker.
And we're ready to go. The ball is going to be a high end-over-end kind of twirling airplane kick, taken at the 8-yard line. And up the field, Keegan Fitzgerald tries to go all the way from right to left. Now break the tackle up the middle, 30, 35, 40. Just got the kicker to beat, and he tripped him up at midfield. In fact, Storm Matthew might have been getting held there, but he got his hand out and just tripped him up, or it would have been an opening touchdown to start this football game. As the way it is, it's at midfield.
Yeah, nice job by Keegan just getting the ball to hug him. he kind of came to the left side. There wasn't much there. One Ravenna guy missed him, but then he hit the wall of Kearney Catholic and took it up to the midfield. Nice return by Keegan.
All right, we're ready to go with the first offensive set. Ball square on the star here on homecoming night. And they will put Clinch in the shotgun most of the time tonight. Twins right, single left. Pacheco in the backfield, low snap. Clinch wants to throw, rolls right underneath. It's completed into the hands of Alex Lowe, and Lowe's going to make minimal yardage, and a penalty flag will come down as he gets to the Ravenna 48-yard line. A gain of three, but let's see what the flag is.
Yeah, nice job that time by Clinch with the fake, and then Ravenna kind of bit on the fake, but it looked like it might be coming back here.
Most likely a clip or a hold where he's trying to get around the edge, unless you see a face back. But it is going to be an illegal block in the back. And so a penalty on the first play of the ball game here for the Stars. And they're not in midfield anymore.
No, they're not. It looked like on the outside one of the receivers was trying to come back and, kind of got the guy in the back a little bit. And so could have called clip or a little bit of holding there. But, good job by Gabe Clinch on a nice fake and dumping it off to Alex Lowe there, though.
So the ball will be a 10-yard penalty. They'll mark it back to the 41-yard line, actually mark it off from the spot of the penalty. So it won't be quite first and 20. We'll call it first and 18. Still ready to go here on our opening possession. And we'll replay the first down here. Clinch still in the shotgun, Twins to the left. And he will fake the handoff, roll that way, has time, throw it underneath, got a man completed midfield. Fitzgerald misses the tackle, 45-40 down the sideline, switches the ball in his hands to the 34, and he's going to have enough for a first down. Big gain on the play, that's going to be 25 yards, and first down. Fitzgerald did a lot of that after the catch.
Yeah, he did. It was basically about a 10-yard on that, and Fitzgerald, after catching the ball, made a couple people miss and did a good job of running out downfield.
Ravenna's going to have to tackle better than they have on the first couple of plays, the kickoff and this play right here. But it takes time to settle in. Clinch will come under center. Pacheco, the lone man behind him. They'll run it to the short side of the field, and there's nowhere to go for Pacheco, and he dives to try and get back to the line of scrimmage. Probably won't get there. Wilkie is going to get credit for the tackle, but right side of that defensive line just shoved the left side of that offensive line back into Pacheco.
Yeah, they did. Good job that time by the defensive line of Ravenna. They did not let anybody get any penetration there as far as the lineman for Kearney Catholic.
Brian Hoosman will split out wide to the right side. Clinch back into the shotgun on the left hash, and we're going to get a penalty flag. Movement here from the side judge of the Kearney Catholic side. Somebody's either lined up in the neutral zone or somebody took off too quick. And it looks like it's on Ravenna. It's going to be a neutral zone infraction on the Blue Jays, and that kills you. You just got a great stop on defense, and it's like you gave up the 5 yards. So instead of second and 10, it's going to be second and 5.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. You get a good first down by the offense or defensive of Ravenna, and then all of a sudden you line up in the neutral zone, and now, like you said, it's like you got 5 yards on the very first play anyway.
So each team whistled for a penalty here, and it's going to be second down and 5. Let's see what the Star is able to do. With Pacheco to the right, it's going to be a draw off the left side. There is nowhere to go. He's fighting for yardage, but not going to get much. And there is Storm Raffy Hoffman. Hits him first, and he'll dive forward maybe to the line of scrimmage. This could be third and 5.
Yeah, nice job again by the defensive line of Ravenna. Steele was right there, Michael Steele, not allowing anybody to push him around. And, there was just no running room for Pacheco.
So third down and 5. Stars kind of in that territory where you'd probably go for it on fourth down anyway, as it's on the 30-yard line, left hash. They'll put two running backs in the backfield. Back there along is Colton Dorr. They'll hand it off to Pacheco on a sweep left side. First down, more. Tiptoes down the sidelines, 20, 15, and they'll mark him out at the 15-yard line, a 15-yard gain and a first down.
Yeah, that time you said, Doug, they put the two guys in the backfield that time, and they kind of ran some of the same things coming to this left side of Kearney Catholic, the right side of Ravenna, but the lead blocker was able to make a little bit of a difference on that one.
And one of the Kearney Catholic players, somebody's slow to get up here. Let's see who it is, whether it's a Star or whether it's a Blue Jay. We're being shielded here right in the Kearney Catholic bench, and it looks like it's one of the Kearney Catholic players, but I cannot see who that is. We've got an injury timeout. It was not Pacheco because he got shoved out of bounds a lot farther down the field. So we have got an injury timeout here on the field. With 10:15 to go in the first quarter, opening drive of the game, the Stars have it first and 10 at the Ravenna 15, and we'll be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug Gudetan leads with you here on Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9. The star player slow to get up is Keegan Fitzgerald, and he is really limping over here to the sidelines. Don, of course, he was on his sidelines, but they're going to take him over to the table. I don't think he's coming back in the next series or two, but it looks like an ankle or a knee, maybe an ankle injury here.
Yep, right. You know, I didn't really see it either, but he's one of the wideouts on this side, and that's where the play came, is this side, so...
He does not feel good, and we get back to football action here, trying to find out more as Clinch fakes the handoff option play to Pacheco, pitches it to him, and Pacheco, well covered, will get to the 14-yard line. Boy, how about Rathi Hoffman making everything work for the Ravenna defense on the run play?
Yeah, he did a good job, Doug. He came up on that, you know, right there on the option, and he was the first one there to try to get Pacheco and stuff. We got a flag, it looks like, on the far side there. We'll have to wait and kind of see. Looks like Kearney Catholic's moving back.
A holding play here on the Stars, and obviously they'll want to take that, push him back 10 yards and make it first and 20. Stars already have overcome a first and 18 on a 25-yard pass to Fitzgerald who made a few people miss.
Yep, and then, you know, they had a pretty decent run. Like you said, you know, Storms was doing a good job of getting up there in the option area, and then he was the first one there. For Ravenna to kind of make him turn it back inside and so on. But Kearney Catholic with the hold now will have a first down and 20.
Still good field position back at the 30-yard line. Split out wide to the left here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Alex Lee. Slot left is Tyson Colling. Clinch rolls to his right, though. Throws underneath, complete at the 16-yard line and getting down to about the 12-yard line. Usman takes it and gets a whole bunch of those yards back. It's going to be second down at about 6 or 7 yards to go. They're going to mark it at the 12.
Just a nice little out route there. Connor Bronick on the defense there, but a nice little out route. Abe hit him on stride, and like you said, they got a lot of it back.
So it's going to be second down and 7. Mark the ball at the 12-yard line on the far hash. Clinch out of the shotgun, long cadence, going to roll to his left, wants to throw to the end zone, instead goes underneath, it's complete at the 6, and maybe a first down at the 5-yard line for Alex Lease. If they put it on the paint, it should be a first down. Probably one that they'll bring the chains across for here. We'll wait and see. Good catch by Lease, but again, Ravenna wraps up right away.
Yep, you know, defensive secondaries right there, but Kearney Catholic ran a little bit of a 5-yard out, and it's going to be a first down for Kearney Catholic, first and goal at the 5-yard line.
So Clinch is 3 for 3 for 45 yards here on the opening drive. Pacheco, a 15-yard run. Again, the drive started at midfield after the kickoff return by Fitzgerald. First and goal at the 5-yard line. Clinch under center. He'll turn. Hand off left side, Pacheco. Gets hit at the 4, spins out of that, holds on to the ball, and gets into the end zone for a Kearney Catholic touchdown. Second effort by Anthony Pacheco, who again was hit right at the line of scrimmage, but spun off that one Burkhead style and got into the end zone.
And he's kind of that low person like Burkhead and stuff, but like you said, he got hit right at the line of scrimmage, did a good job of spinning, kept his feet going, and ended up diving into the end zone. It's a nice run by Anthony Pacheco.
And now coming into... kick the extra point is Fitzgerald,
yeah.
Who was laying over here like we might need to do something with one of his legs, like take it off, because he was in pretty pain. Let's see if he can kick the extra point here. So Fitzgerald, soccer style, just kind of punches it up and punches it through. So Fitzgerald still doesn't look like he's moving around too gingerly, but just kind of take the drive, swing soft, knock it through,
yeah.
But there is another penalty flag.
Yeah, I think Ravenna didn't get one of their guys is running off, and so it's illegal.
Yeah, they're going to pick the flag up anyway. It doesn't matter. The extra point is good. So with 9:18 to go here in the first quarter, the Stars march 50 yards on the opening drive of the game. Kearney Catholic 7, Ravenna nothing, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
Welcome back to Miles Field here in Kearney. Doug Duda, Don Lease with you as Kearney Catholic takes advantage of a great kickoff return to start the ball game by Keegan Fitzgerald. Then he gets banged up, but he's back out there to do the kicking duties. Pacheco looked like he almost fumbled the football going into the end zone there. He spun out, the ball came away from him. He was really worried about holding on to the ball while he was being banged around out there, Don, and not only did he hold on to the ball, he got into the end zone.
Yeah, you know, you're right. When he first got hit right off the bat, when he spun, it did look like he was kind of dislodged, but he spun enough to get into the end zone.
Fitzgerald's kick is going to be pretty short, taken at the 14-yard line on the right hash, 15, 20 of room, Wilkie, 30, 40, and brought down at the 42-yard line. And a tackle made there by Kearney Catholic's number 68, Jacob Dakey. So both teams, Don, with good returns on their first kickoff.
Yeah, Ravenna just got the ball. Wilkie just took it right up the middle and kind of parted for him, and he did a good job. And like you said, it was kind of a low kick by Keegan Fitzgerald. Didn't go too far, and so it was a good return kick for him.
Well, Mark Hudson always tells me how they're passing a little bit more, but he swears by it this year. We'll see. But Saborn, as the quarterback, still the leading rusher of this football team. And he'll hand and turn to Wilkie. And Wilkie right up the middle and just running over Stars to midfield. That was pretty easy. The helmet comes off the noggin there of Anthony Pacheco, but he hangs on to make the tackle. It's going to be a gain of 8, 2nd and 2.
Yeah, just a nice ISO right up the middle. Followed his fullback and basically, you know, got a good line surgeon running the football again.
We got to talk to our PA guy. Did he just say 50 and a half? I heard him say that. Classic. Ball right on the midfield right hash now. For Ravenna out of the shotgun will be Saborn. He'll send, oh, there's 2 men in motion. That's a penalty flag. And there it is. They throw the flag on the snap. Everybody kind of knew it, but the referee waited for the snap as there was a little miscommunication about what the play was going to be there. Both of the wideouts moved, and we'll move them back 5 yards and make it 2nd down and 7.
Good in Canadian football, but, you know, illegal motion with two guys going at the same time here in high school football.
I don't see any Tri-City Diesel or Nebraska Danger shirts on these guys. 7-0 Kearney Catholic, 8:29 to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits. Beautiful Friday night for football, the final Friday of September, and Ravenna's all messed up. They're going to call a timeout here. So, with 8:29 to go in the first quarter of play, we've played a lot of football, but we've only ran 3.5 minutes off the clock. It's 7-0 Kearney Catholic, 2nd and 7 coming up for the Jays when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Major League Baseball playoffs of shellacking. Tampa Bay stays hot, 9-0 over Texas. The final score in that game, the Yankees just getting underway with their contest, taking on the Detroit Tigers. Here it's 7-0 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Ravenna has a 2nd down and 7 at their own 45-yard line. Give you some scores in just a moment. Man in motion from right to left gives the Days Twins to that side. They'll hand it off to Sham back over the left side. He comes across midfield and has a Ravenna first down. He got hit and dove forward for about 3 more between the 47 and 48. They're going to mark it at the 48-yard line, but that should be enough for Ethan to pick up the first down. He looked pretty good on that first run with the banged-up leg, Don.
Yeah, he did. You know, he took the ball right off the bat, Doug. And there was, you know, on the left side for Ravenna, they did a good job with the line there and line surge and stuff. And then he followed his fullback and, you know, picked up about 7 to 8 yards on the play.
Now they'll go shotgun, moving Wilkie around. He's in the slot right with Veronic wide right. Ball in the middle of the football field at the star 48-yard line. Shamback in the backfield with Saborn in the shotgun. Man in motion from left to right, gives him trips to the right side. Quarterback Saborn keeps it, got running room, 45-40, and tripped up at the 38-yard line. Going to be close to another first down. That's read option right there. That's something you're going to see a lot of tomorrow, and you have seen from the Big Red. And Saborn just had everybody going one way. I thought maybe Shamback was going to take the counter, but instead everybody was running right and left. The middle was wide open.
Yeah, he took the ball. He just shoved it right into the fullback's, you know, gut, and then he just read option, like you said, Doug, and he saw the guys pinching in, and he just took it and went right down the middle himself. A nice run by Saborn that time.
It is another first down, put it between the 37 and 38 of the Stars. Ravenna trying to answer right back here. Saborn to the shotgun. Trips right, moving in motion, is going to be Trace Armstrong. Up the middle, Shamback. He gets across the 35 and down to the 32-yard line. Going to be a gain of about 6 on the play. We'll call it second down and 4.
Yeah, and they're just sending the guy in motion, and kind of when that guy gets to a certain area, he just blasts right through there, and then the fullback or the I-back, whatever they got right there, is following that guy, and this time is on the right side and picked up another 6 yards.
Some things never change, Don. Ravenna's going to run it right up your gut until you prove you can stop them.
Yep.
Then they'll worry about getting it outside, and right now, the Stars, this hasn't been a problem for them a whole lot this year, but Ravenna's running it right down their throats. Second and 4. The board of that shotgun again. He'll take the snap, keep it himself, and it's going to be bunched up in the backfield. Shamback didn't have a chance to block two guys that were already back there. And Saborn barely gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe gains a half a yard. It's 3rd and 4.
Yeah, it was jammed up right off the bat. Austin Lowry came in there from his defensive tackle spot and kind of disrupt a little bit of stuff. And then there was about 3 or 4 people with Connolly and looked like John Blake and them in there from the linebacker position filling up in the gap.
6:40 to go in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 7, Ravenna nothing. Opening drive for the Blue Jays. They've got a 3rd and 4 at the 32-yard line. 4 wide out, 3 to the right, and it's going to be an option play, but whistles before we get this play underway. And neither coach could be happy about this, Don. Way too many flags in the first quarter to be in your midpoint of the season. This is the start of the second half of the season. Can you live?
Yeah, and it's gone fast and stuff. And like you said, we've seen a lot of penalties. Each side that got a lot of penalties, and we had a little illegal motion again. Looked like Ethan was trying to get a little bit of a head start there on that play.
Going to make it a 3rd and about 9 yards to go now. Move it back to the 37-yard line. Ravenna needs to make it to about the 28, between the 27 and 28. So will they go to the air? Again, they're in that portion of the field. Ravenna years and years, 3rd and 11, didn't matter. They're going to run the football. We'll find out. Saborn. Back to pass, rolls to his right, wants to go for it all, floats it into a double coverage, and is intercepted at the 10-yard line, and the tackle is made there. Brian Hoosman makes the pick. Good read there by the Stars. It looked like Ravenna had a guy wide open, but the ball was already in the air, and Hoosman came over to play double coverage. In fact, maybe the two receivers were just too close together for Ravenna.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Doug. When they took off down the field there, you know, Hoosman was on this receiver on the outside, and he kind of read it as going to the inside, and he picked the pass off. But like you said, I think the two receivers were a little bit bunched up. One and both of them went downfield quite a way.
And that's why Mark Hudson loves to keep the ball on the ground, and the penalty probably prevented him from keeping the ball on the ground. So the Stars will have it for the second time here this evening, leading it 7-0. They'll start this drive on their own 9-yard line, first down and 10. Clinch will go under center. He'll send a man in motion to the right side and turn and hand it off to Colling, who was on the right side, gets the corner, 10, 15, 20, 25, all the way out to the 28-yard line. Big chunks of yards being gained here by the Stars, and another first down immediately gets them off their goal line.
Yeah, right off the bat, Tyson coming in motion and takes the ball to the right side and picks up about 18, 19 yards on that run. But it was a good block on the outside by Brian Hoosman that allowed that also.
We'll credit Colling with 19 yards. You know, even you don't turn it over, if Ravenna finds a way to get a stop there, make them punt out of their end zone, things are good. But now the Stars on the move again. Lynch under center. He's going to fake the handoff. Just a little swing pass out here into the flat to Fitzgerald, who's back in. Stiff arm at the 30 and then drug out of bounds at the 33-yard line. But you'll take five and a half yards on first down every time.
Yep, just a little swing pass out here. Alex Lease went deep, and Keegan kind of ran just a little out and under. And dumped it off to Keegan, and Keegan picked up 5 yards on the play. Just as good as, you know, running the football 4 or 5 yards down each time. So good play by Kearney Catholic.
And Fitzgerald's going to come back out. I have to wonder, with as many kids as Coach Collin can play, probably don't need to play Fitzgerald unless it is absolutely necessary. He's back on the sideline. Second down and 5. Here's a drop play. Pacheco off right tackle. Now pops it outside. First down and more. 40, 50 into the secondary. Making men miss. 40, 35. Dragging men to the 33-yard line before Trace Armstrong finally makes the tackle.
Yeah, nice little counter. You know, he took a jab step to the left and took it off the right side. And, you know, he had a lot of running room there, Doug. And, you know, he picked up, I don't know, what is it, 25, 30 yards on the play, 35. But, you know, he did a good job of hitting the hole and hitting it hard.
We'll give him 31, and just like that, the ball's from your own 9 to the Ravenna 35-yard line. Twin back, then they'll turn and give it to Colton Doerr, trying the same thing. He's hit the backfield by Shamback and spins forward to the original line of scrimmage. And Doerr's not going to get anything on that one.
No, good job that time by the whole left side of Ravenna, you know, as he came across and took the ball. There was a guy right there, and then two more people came right up off the bat for Ravenna.
Kind of unusual, Don. It's been all or nothing right now. Kearney Catholic's either getting first downs or they're getting 0 yards. That's the third or fourth play, not counting the penalties of 0 yards. Second down and 10, ball to 35. Clinch, going to fake the handoff, roll left. Under pressure, he's going to run. He's hit, and he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage. There's going to be a sack on the play. Making the tackle is Michael Steele. But he was pressured back there by Armstrong.
Yeah, right off the bat. When he took faked it to the right side and kind of out there to roll. And you got to give credit to the defensive backs over on this side for Ravenna, as they didn't, you know, bite on anything. And then there was nothing open, so he just took off, tried to pick up what he could, and ended up losing 2 yards.
So that'll make it third down and 12. Not the first long yardage situation. Stars now trying to get adjusted here. Everybody's looking at their armband with the plays on it. Probably one they haven't run very much. They're going to put Clinch under center on third and 12. Pacheco behind him. He'll fake the handoff. Swing pass out into the flat to Colling, and he's going to be tackled immediately by Rathi Hoffman. So the Stars were trying to maybe just get a little bit of yardage to give them maybe a more manageable fourth down, but they don't get anything, and it's going to be fourth and 12.
Yeah, good job that time. You know, as he just tried to swing it out here to Tyson and getting a one-on-one situation. And Rathke did a good job of, you know, making an open field tackle.
So the Stars are lined up to punt football here. Connor Strike is going to line up right behind my light pole, so I'll see what kind of a kick he can get. He's just looking for a pooch kick here from the 37. And he will kick that one end over end, trying to get some backspin. Good coverage. Oh, and it bounces off of one of the Stars at the 6-yard line. I hope the official saw that. Then it's down at the 2, but it was actually first touched by Kearney Catholic up at about the 7. Good punt, 30 yards, no return.
Yep, you know, and as you said, Doug, you know, one of those where he just kind of wanted to get it down there a ways, and he did a good job of getting it down there. And, you know, like you said, they're going to start at the 7. Kearney Catholic started at the 9, and now Ravenna's going to start at the 7.
Turn the field position around after the Ravenna Blue Jays threw an interception on their first possession. 3:48 to go first quarter. It's 7-0 Kearney Catholic. Pacheco, a 5-yard touchdown run, is how the Stars got on the board. Saborn's going to go under center here, and we've got movement from the right side of the offensive line, and that'll back him up even closer, half the distance to the goal. It'll be first down at about 13 from the 4.
Yes. Offensive guard on this side just jumped a little bit too soon, you know, and that's, like you said, Doug, it's been about the third or fourth penalty on Ravenna and about 3 penalties on Kearney Catholic, you know, offsides and then just legal motion kind of stuff. So, you know, hopefully things get kind of cleaned up here.
So they'll reset on first down at their own goal line virtually at the 3-yard line. Long count by Saborn. Takes the snap. He's going to turn, hand it off, take it back, and dive forward. Not much going on there. Shamback finally took it out of his hands and fell out to about the 5, maybe the 6-yard line, basically got the penalty yardage back. We'll call it 2nd down and 10.
Yeah, clogged up there by Austin Lowry and David Squires that time right in the middle, and the linebacker's able to flow, and Ethan did a great job of just trying to get what he could, because he took the ball back there about the 4-yard line and just ended up getting it about to the 6.
Call it 2nd down and 11 at the 6-yard line. Support under center out of the I formation. Toss sweep. The ball's fumbled. It's on the ground. It bounced right off one of the running backs that wasn't expecting it, but I believe Ravenna does fall on it. It might have been Saborn that jumped back on it.
Right. I think he toss pitched it to Ethan, and I don't know if Ethan was supposed to get the top pitch or something, but it just kind of bounced off his hands and set right there on the 1-yard line, and Trevor Saborn did a good job of just diving on the football.
7-0 Kearney Catholic, but the Blue Jays are going the wrong way right now as the lights kind of start to take over here as the sun sets at Miles Field. Saborn under center, Wilkie the I-back, Shamback the fullback. You would think it's just going to be a fullback dive here or a quarterback sneak. Try and give your punter some room. Saborn long count, Armstrong in motion. And it's going to be an option play and some room here for Saborn. 5-10 out to the 11-yard line. When you take the chance, Don, you can have a big, big play. You can either get hit for a safety, but everybody's up in that box. You've got 9 guys. If you can get past the linebacker, you're going to get a big gain. And that's a nice gain there, but not enough for the first half.
Yeah, and like you said, it looked like maybe it's just going to be a little bit dive play, and he kind of put it in the belly of the linebacker, and he pulled it and kind of went around and looked like a good job of getting what he could out of that, but he had a little bit step there, and he might have been able to break something here.
Time now to punt the football away. Wilkie, the punter, stands in his own end zone. The ball spotted at the 11. Good snap, and the punt is away. A wobbler that's going to hit the ground and then just kind of die right there and actually roll backwards and be down at the 43-yard line. So it's only a 32-yard punt. And Kearney Catholic with excellent field position here, up 7-0 with a minute 33 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, and like you said, Doug, when Kearney Catholic had the ball about the 9-yard line, if Ravenna could have got something and stopped them, then they would have got the field position, but they moved the football, and then now Ravenna had a few miscues, and then they had to punt it away, and Kearney Catholic has great field position.
Alliance and Hastings, 7-7 of the first. McCook 14-0 over Sydney in the first quarter on our Valentino's scoreboard. Right now, Kearney Catholic up 7-0. Swing pass down the line of scrimmage to Collin. Good block on the outside. Gets to the 30. Gets to the 25. Makes another man miss. Inside the 20. And finally, brought down near the 15-yard line. Ravenna looks like they're trying to strip the ball right there instead of tackle, Don.
Yeah, they did. At about the 25, they kind of had Tyson kind of right there. But the guy didn't go for, like you said, for his leg. They kind of went for the ball. Nice block downfield by Brian Hoosman that time as it was a little swing pass to Tyson Colling.
Cecilia is up on Donovan Trumbull, 14-0. First and 10 just inside the 17. Same play to the other side. Fitzgerald makes the man miss, cuts back on the hash, 15, 10, still setting to the 5, and down to the 2-yard line before Saborn finally throws him out of bounds. And Ravenna is getting spread out here, not able to drag them down.
Yep, like you said, Doug, it's exactly the same play to this side as it was to the other side the last play. Just a little bit of a, pass to Keegan Fitzgerald with a couple of blockers out in front. And, he made the first guy miss, and then he kind of weaved him around, and Saborn had to end up throwing him out of bounds about the 2 or 3 yard line.
Shows you the versatility of the way Kearney Catholic has moved the ball every game this season. First and goal at the 2. Clinch under center. Pacheco behind him. Fitzgerald in motion. Clinch will turn. Had it to Pacheco up the middle. He's digging for yardage, and he is not going to get in. Maybe got to the 1 before being shoved back by the interior line.
Yeah, that time he just took a handoff right up the middle, Doug, and you got to give credit to the defensive line of Ravenna because they didn't budge one bit that time, as Pacheco maybe picked up a half yard to maybe a yard on the play.
Here's one slight change that we've seen over the years. Kearney Catholic used to go spread the whole time and put that quarterback in the shotgun. They're more comfortable by putting the quarterback, in this case a Clinch, under center in a short yardage situation. Of course, he's a 200-pounder. Second and goal at the 1-yard line. Clinch going to try and sneak it over the left side, and he is going to be into the end zone. Touchdown. Took a while for him to unpile it, but Pacheco got the first one. Clinch gets the second one, and it's 13-0 Kearney Catholic, 22 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, and good job that time by the offensive line of Kearney Catholic, just kind of pushing what they needed, about a yard to go on that, and pushed him right into the end zone. So now it's 13-0 into the first quarter just about.
Well, three possessions. They've moved the ball all three times. And Ravenna finds themselves in a touchdown hole as Fitzgerald will try and tack on the extra point. Snap a little high. The placement's down. The soccer-style kick is up, and it is good. So with 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play, it's Kearney Catholic 14, Ravenna nothing. And we're back with the kickoff right after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Doug Duda along with Don Lees here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic up 14-0, and they're doing it through the air. They've had one big play on the ground, and it's not deep downfield. It's what we're used to seeing, the short dump-offs and making guys miss.
Yep, just little dinks and dumps here, you know, little 5 yards out and trying to get what they can, and they're making the first guy miss sometimes and picking up 10, 15, 20 yards sometimes, Doug.
Ravenna got exactly where they didn't want to be. They want to control the clock, run the football. They did on their opening possession, then got it a third and long and threw an interception.
Yep, you're exactly right, Doug.
Fitzgerald, who was hurt earlier, now a pooch punt that's probably going to go out of bounds, and it does. Fitzgerald, again, an ankle or a knee. He's been hobbled out there. He got hurt in the second series of the football game. Still came in and kicked an extra point and has been back in the football game, but he's still moving very gingerly, and he's not going to have the leg to pound it to the goal line tonight.
No, he is. It looks like they've taped his right foot up pretty good on the right side on his ankle there and stuff. He's coming out on this series of defense and stuff. So, you know, like you said, he's moving, but he's not moving as well as he was right off the bat on that opening kickoff.
Don't forget, if you get banged up, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney and Ravenna. Also, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. So the ball will be out at the 35-yard line, and Saborn will take the shotgun snap here on first down and 10. Try and maybe run a little bit of a bear back to pass. Wants to throw it deep. That ball is underthrown. But Baronic jumps up and makes the catch in Kearney Catholic territory at the 38-yard line. Brian Hoosman thought that it was going to be an interception, but boy, Baronic's probably got how much on Hoosman. They list him at 5'10". Baronic at 6'5", so you got a 7-inch advantage, and you just really throw up the ball, and Baronic hauls it down.
I've seen that backdoor alley-oop play in basketball. It kind of looks like the same thing right there, but like you said, Ronnie did a good job of going up and getting the football because Brian Hoosman is right there.
27-yard gain down to the star, 38-yard line, final play of the first quarter coming up. Saborn going to have to take the snap. They're not going to get the play off. Well, finally, the referee sees that time has expired, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 14 and Ravenna nothing. But again, the Jays are on the move. We'll be back with more high school football right after this.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Ready to get the second quarter of play underway here. Ravenna trailing 14-0, but they have it first down and 10 at the start, 38-yard line. Saborn in the shotgun with Shambach behind him. They'll send Wilkie in motion. He'll go slot right side. He'll be the lead blocker here for Shambach. Slips one tackle, gets to the 35-yard line. He brought down there, but Lee's shot right through and hit him first.
Yeah, right off when he got the ball coming to this left side, and he, Alex Lee came in and we had a good chance at him right there. He slipped off of that tackle, and then Colton Dorr, I believe, ended up making the tackle on that play. But Alex Lee was right there to make the play and just got the guy kind of slipped through his hand.
Ball will be right up against the 35-yard line, second and a long seven here for Ravenna, needing to get on the board to get back to the football game, trailing 14-0. Stars showing blitz from the right side here. Armstrong in motion gives them trips to the left side. They've run counter on this a couple of times. Now Saborn's going to keep it, and he is going to be tackled there immediately by Connor Strike. Gets a couple across the 35 to about the 33-yard line.
Like you said, they sent some guys in motion, but then they kind of fake the play to go to the right side, and then he peels, Saborn peels off and comes back to this side. Connor did a good job of staying home at his linebacker spot and making the tackle.
Call it third down and 5 yards to go here. Saborn 22 yards rushing. Shambach 19. They've thrown for 27, and that was on that last pass play to end the first quarter. Fullback dive. They're going to keep it in the hands of the quarterback, Saborn, who is stacked up and driven backwards by Alex Lowe high. And down low on the play, it looked like might have been Austin Lowry. But nothing doing, and it's going to be fourth and five.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it looked like there was something there, Doug, right off the bat as he faked that into the fullback, and he kind of followed his fullback, but that got closed up in a hurry.
They want to follow Shambach as the lead blocker, but he's running into two guys almost every time here,
yeah.
And that's what shut that down. You're at a spot on the field where you're going to go for it. Veronik split out wide to the right. He's one-on-one with Boosman again out of the power I formation. And it's going to be Saborn giving it to his fullback, and he goes nowhere. Kearney Catholic didn't get fooled on that one at all. Shambach into the line for a yard, but it'll be given over to Kearney Catholic on that.
Yeah, and that time, nice job by Austin Lowry and John and Jonah at the middle linebacker. He blitzed right through that area. But like you said, they came up quickly, and they snapped the ball quickly, and they tried to get that thing right up the middle, but wasn't there.
10 minutes to go here in the quarter. And it is 14-0, first half. Give you some more scores here in just a moment. We remind you the Valentino score line, text or voicemail, 646-0506, 308 area code. Clinch, toss sweep left side, Pacheco. They're in the backfield, and he is not going to get to the corner. He'll be dropped right around the original line of scrimmage. Anytime the Stars have been running the football, not a whole lot's been going on. Pacheco busted a big one for 31 yards, but everything else has been through the air here for Kearney Catholic. No gain.
Yeah, and Storm Hoffman did a great job. Again, he's done a real good job, Doug, on that outside. He's made some plays for Ravenna right now.
I have Clinch 7-for-7 for 90 yards in the ballgame. Second down and 10 at their own 31-yard line. Clinch fakes the handoff, rolls right, wants to throw. Under a little bit of pressure, he'll underthrow his intended target out here in Hoosman as Veronik had the coverage on him. Ran deep, saw that his quarterback is in trouble, tried to come back for the football, and that's the first incompletion of the ball game.
Yeah, Clinch rolling out to his right side here and didn't have a whole lot of time, but like you said, it was a deep route by Hoosman, and he tried to come back for the football, but Clinch just couldn't get enough on it as he was getting chased.
We deliver the scores. Valentino delivers the pizza. Late first quarter, Kearney 14, Norfolk nothing. Hastings 10, Alliance 7 in the first quarter. McCook leading Sydney 21-0 in the first. And we'll give you some more scores. St. Cecilia up over Donovan Trumbull. Right here, though, it is third down and 10. Fitzgerald in motion. It's going to be a pass backwards to Fitzgerald. And he's going to get up to the 35, 36, 37-yard line. That's a lateral, which is always dangerous. They sent Fitzgerald in motion, and Clinch turned and looked over his left shoulder and threw it back to him. That'll go down as a run, but well short of the first down. Going to pick up about 5 yards. We'll call it fourth down and six.
And it was something kind of safe, but it wasn't real safe because if he doesn't catch it or something, then it's lateral and Ravenna pounces on it. But it was kind of safe and just picked up what they could.
Kennesaw leads Shelton 12-0 late first quarter on ESPN 1460. Punting situation for the Stars. Stride it bounces back to him. Here comes the pressure, and Armstrong hits the punter. Did he tip it? It was not a good punt. The referee has not thrown the flag. The ball was bobbled around, and I think the referee is going to go ask for some help here, but I don't know who else you would ask for help. Armstrong came in, thought he was all over it, and they're going to let this play go. So a short punt marked down at the Kearney Catholic 45.
Yeah.
Be about a 14, 15-yard punt here.
Yep.
And that's all. So good field position again for Ravenna as Strike had to deal with a low snap.
Yep. You know, kind of bounced back to him, and he, by the time he picked him up, and there was number 30 for Ravenna right there in his face.
14-0 Kearney Catholic, 8:31 to go here in the first half. Third time that Ravenna's been in Kearney Catholic territory, but nothing to show for it. First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Saborn, double wing this time in the short little pistol formation. Man in motion from right to left. High snap. Saborn on a design quarterback draw. Left pass room, 45, 40, and gets to the 38-yard line. And he's going to be short of the first down by about 3 yards. 7-yard gain there for Saborn.
Yeah.
29 yards on 6 carries for Trevor tonight.
That was quick, Doug. He just took that ball and just kind of came to the left as Armstrong came to this side, too, and he just took it right up the left side and picked up about 6 yards on the play.
Momentum could be changing here a little bit, and Ravenna, if they get in the end zone on this drive, be right back in this football game. They've handled the time of possession here lately on second down of a long 3. Send Wilkie in motion from left to right in that Beer formation. And it's going to be an option pitch to Wilkie out there. Penalty flags come down. Wilkie stacked up at the 40-yard line. I think you're going to get a hold plus a loss of a couple of yards on the play. They ran a fake on that earlier. This time it wasn't a fake. Neither time did it work. And there are multiple flags on the play. It might be a face mask along with that hold. Let's find out.
Yeah, like you said, they didn't get much on this one. As Kearney Catholic did a good job on that left side of pursuing, coming up the field and getting there. As Colton Dorr was one of them that led the way.
Pushing the back and a hold. Yeah, is there that many flags? It's usually multiple fouls.
It looked like Colton Dorr when he came up and make the play. He was kind of there, and the guy kind of realized that he was going to make the tackle and kind of gave him a little shove in the back to try and get him out of the way.
And they'll go ahead and take the penalty that was farther back. The hold was about 3 yards in front of the illegal block, so a 10-yard penalty here. And that's kind of what's hurt almost every drive here for Ravenna, Don. It moves it all the way back to the J 48-yard line, second at about 18. They've been shooting themselves at the foot. Fifth penalty, 30 yards. Saborn, shotgun, 3 wide. Long count here. Armstrong in motion from right to left. Now he's into the veer. Back to pass with max protection. Trying to throw it deep into double coverage again. And the ball is going to be in and out of the hands of Wilkie. And incomplete. Pacheco and Hoosman back there on the coverage. But again, the ball underthrown.
Yep.
And somehow Wilkie got back in front of the two defenders and just dropped it.
It's not
the brightest lit field here at Miles Field, and I think maybe he lost where that football was.
Yep. You know, as he threw it out there, Doug, you know, they had great coverage, Kearney Catholic did, but he was underthrown, and the guy came back, and he about made the catch on that play.
Third down and 18 for Ravenna at their own 47-yard line. Again, Saborn using a lot of play clock here. Going to be a keeper over the right side, and he'll get into Kearney Catholic territory. Again, tried to fake with the veer, send his halfback in motion. Wilkie was in the slot left, then followed Shambeck off the right guard and tackle at the 47-yard line. But that's going to bring up a punting situation on fourth down and 12.
Yeah, and like you said, he takes it and just kind of tries. This is one of those situations. I think he just tried to pick up a little bit of what he could. And Saborn's good enough. He might be able to break something every once in a while, but Kearney Catholic did a pretty good job there of containing him.
Wilkie to punt for the second time here, trailing 14-0 Ravenna, just under 7 minutes to go first half. Stars look like they're coming after this one. There's the snap, and the kick is away. Nice, high, spiraling kick way away from Pacheco. Beautiful kick. Going to bounce out of bounds at the two. What a great punt by Wilkie of 45 yards out of the two.
Yeah, and like you said, Doug, it was a perfect spiraling punt, too, and it hit, you know, about 15 yards in bounds and just kicked right to the left side there, and we went out of bounds with the two-yard line.
Must have been watching some Maher tape right there. Beautiful kick. And now Kearney Catholic going to have to make sure they take care of the football here. First down and 10 at their own two, leading 14-0, 6:43 to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, scores from around the area, and more on this homecoming night here at Kearney Catholic. Clinch has an empty backfield here. He's going to swing the ball out here into the flat. It is complete. Pacheco tries to get to the corner and does. 10, 15, and they say he stepped out of bounds short of the 20-yard line. Far side around the 17, 18-yard line. And a first down, Kearney Catholic. I've got him for 9, although that's their first here of the second quarter.
You know, Doug, and I think they've kind of found some things, you know, getting that ball just in nothing. Like you said before, it's nothing deep or anything. It's just all these little quick outs and stuff. But they got blockers out in front of these guys, and they're doing a good job of picking up a lot of yards on this.
Now Pacheco about 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage is the I back, and they'll turn and give it off on an end around here to Colling, who is in motion, lowers the shoulder, big contact with Veronic at the 20-yard line, and he's shoved out of bounds there. And we have got a Ravenna player that is slow to get up on the far sideline over there, away from the play. Down on the field for Ravenna is Jake Boat. On his belly there, so I'm not sure he is, looks like he's reaching for his leg. Trainer Scott Kratzer out there attending to him, and he'll have him roll over. And he looks like he's in some pretty severe pain. And hope that it's a bad cramp the way he's holding his leg. But we'll see what Kratzer does as Jake Boat is being attended to here. On the play, Colling picked up about 2 yards, we'll say. That'll be his second carry of the night for 21 yards. Now they're going to move it a little bit farther. So let's say it's a gain of about 3. And with 6:27 to go here in the first half, Kearney Catholic 14, Ravenna nothing. It'll be second down and 7 at their 20-yard line approximately. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Well, able to walk off under his own power is Vogt. Kearney Catholic now has a second down and 7 at their 21-yard line, and we've got a penalty flag before things get underway. We were hoping it was a cramped on. Didn't necessarily look like it was, but maybe that is what it was. They didn't really work on it like it was one, but he was able to pop up and walk off the field.
Yeah, and that was nice to see him without any assistance walking off the field, too. And he's standing over there. Kratzer's got him and just kind of going through some things with him, but it was nice to see him being able to walk on his own off the field. And it looks like we got a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic.
So march him back 5 yards to the 16-yard line. That'll be the third penalty on Kearney Catholic for 20 yards. After one quarter, Grand Island 21, Lincoln Northeast nothing. At the end of one, Kearney 14, Norfolk nothing. Aurora 14 tonight. Over Gehring at the end of one. Hastings leads the Lions 10-7. McCook crashing Sydney 28-0 in the second. And here's a draw play off the counter. They're going to get it up to about the 19-yard line for Colton Dorr. Gets 3 on the play.
Yep, and just came to the right side, Doug. There wasn't much there as Ravenna did a good job of coming up and filling on their outside. and there wasn't a whole lot there, and Colton Dorr just picked up what he could.
Kearney Catholic jumped out to a 14-0 lead at the end of one. They really haven't moved the ball here in the second quarter, but they found a way and got some help from some Ravenna penalties and holding him down here. It is third down. We'll call it 9 yards to go. Clinch in the shotgun. Rolls left, wide side. Throws it underneath to Fitzgerald. Tries to make a man miss. Now reverses his entire field, and if he gets a block, he's got room. 25, 30, 35, 40-yard line. What a run by Fitzgerald. Out to the 42. That's 23 yards.
Yeah. I mean, he got it on the left side, Doug, and he went upfield and looked like he was going to be stopped. So he came clear back across, picked up some blocks and stuff, and then ends up picking up, you know, 15, 16 yards on the play. But what a run by Keegan Fitzgerald.
Josh Boardman on the tackle, and as banged up as he got earlier, he's healthy now, or else he wouldn't have been able to make that run. That was not designed. That was all athleticism there by Keegan Fitzgerald. He's just a good one. Now clinched on the 10th first down. We'll take the snap, first down and 10. Another mid-range throw, incomplete, trying to get it out to Tyson Colling. Clinch really hasn't went deep yet this football game.
And no, he hasn't. And everything's been, you know, some little swing passes and some 5 yards out. He had Alex running a little 5 yard, and then Tyson ran about a 10 yard out, and he tried to, you know, get it up and over to Tyson. But like you said, he hasn't gone deep. Everything's been short.
The runs up the middle in the first quarter weren't working, and so they really went to the passing game here. That's only the second incompletion for Clinch. Try to use their speed instead of going man for man up on the offensive line. Clinch gives it to Pacheco. Look right, cuts it back left, across the 45, out to the 47-yard line. Going to get about four. It'll bring up third down and six.
And that's one of those, you know, Pacheco gets the ball. You know, he kind of runs back to him, gives it to him about 7 yards deep, and Pacheco kind of picks a hole and tries to figure out where he wants to run. And, you know, like you said, he ended up picking up about 4 yards, 5 yards on the play.
Lease wide to the left. To the right side, Hoosman, slot right, will be, that's Colling. They'll go on a drop play to Pacheco. He gets the counter play, and he's got room. 40, 30, into the secondary, 20. Saborn trying to bring him down. He holds on, waits for help, and brings him down just short of the 10-yard line.
Got a flag at the 40-yard line.
A big, big run, and started right, cut it back to the left, and didn't think there was anybody over there.
Yeah, I didn't either. And as he cut it back, there must have been somebody over there to either make a hold or a clip or something. But, you know, he made a nice play, you know, right through the middle and cutting it back to the left side. And it looks like it's going to be a holding on Kearney Catholic about the 40-yard line.
Well, that's going to wipe out about 30 yards of that run, but it will also be marked off from the spot. So it's going to be third and probably about two, should mark it right about midfield. That was one of those where I think the flag ended up maybe not really close to where the actual infraction occurred. It'll be at the Kearney Catholic 49, so third and three.
Yeah.
So after all that, Pacheco, what would have been about a 40-yard run, is going to get credited with about a 4-yard run. So it'll be third down and three. Stars at their own 49-yard line, and it looks like Kearney Catholic has all their timeouts. They're going to use one right here. So 4:41 to go first half. It remains Kearney Catholic 14 and Ravenna nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to High School Football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. See if we can pick up a few more scores for you. Hastings leading Alliance 17-10 in the second quarter. Crete leading Plasmid 14-0. Well, Central City might be getting rolled up by O'Neill. It says here Central City has four turnovers, and it's 40-0 O'Neill's. Given to Lincoln Lutheran scoreless mid-second quarter. Right here, it is third down and three. Stars swing pass down the line of scrimmage to Pacheco. Tries to make one man miss. Does. Has the first down to the 45-yard line of Ravenna. And that has been maybe the main story here. Yeah, there's a lot of completed passes, but if the first guy was making the tackle for Ravetta all the time,
yeah,
this would be a much closer football game.
Yeah, it would, because their first guy is there just about every time, like you said, Doug, and Kearney Catholic is just doing a lot of swing passes, and the first guy, they're making him miss a lot of times, and then that's how they end up picking up first downs a lot.
11th first down of the half. Now Clinch with both running backs behind him out of the shotgun. Hands it off and running right into the middle of that line and getting maybe a yard will be Dorr. Dorr getting punished here. 3 carries, 4 yards. Only one carry of any significance, maybe two. A 15-yarder for Pacheco and a 31-yarder. Everything else has been less than 5 yards and quite a few zeros and ones.
Yeah, and that's why I think Kearney Catholic went to a lot of that swing pass and Doug is to try to get some of those guys out in the open on that.
Stars trying to hurry up the offense here a little bit on 2nd and 9 at the Jays' 44-yard line. Clinch takes the snap, rolls left, looks medium range again, and it's going to be complete to Fitzgerald. Ravenna went for the interception, didn't get it. 35 down to the 33-yard line. Oh, Ravenna just about had a pick six the other way.
Yeah, I think it was Lucas Wilkie came in there, and it looked like he had a good read on the play, Doug, and he didn't get the catch on that, but Fitzgerald did a great job of keeping his eye on the ball because a lot of times when somebody goes in front of you like that, you miss the ball, and Keegan did a good job of catching.
10-yard completion, move the sticks again. 1st and 10 at the Ravenna, 34-yard line. Still 3.5 to go here before halftime, 14-0 Stars. Pacheco in motion to the right side. Throw it out here complete to him at the 32. There's 3 Blue Jays, and Bolonic will tackle him, but he throws him forward about 3 yards. Out to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards. It's 2nd and 1. And they're not getting any pressure on Clinch. One reason is not hold the ball very long.
Yep.
Only one time can I remember there being some pressure on Clinch. 1 sack and 1 pressure.
Yep, and then you're right, Doug. And they're sending a guy deep and then kind of hitting the guy on the out route. And then they're just catching the ball and picking up 7-8 yards on the play every time.
And I don't think that Clinch hasn't looked deep, but he sees it as just wide open underneath. 2nd and 1. Out of the shotgun again for Clinch. Going to hand it to Pacheco and take it back. Roll to the right side. His pass completed the 15. Colling is hit hard. Bounces off that and makes it to the 10-yard line for a 1st and goal.
Yep, one of those, again, you know, you had Brian Hoosman deep into the end zone, but they kind of rolled the guy over there. And Colling was, about a 5, 6, 7, 8 yard out. And Clinch dumps it to him, and Colling ends up running about another 6 yards on the play.
Ravenna's got to get a stop here. They can't go down 21-0 at half. It's 1st and goal just inside the 10-yard line. Again, Clinch out of the shotgun. He wants to throw, rolls left, throws into the end zone, and overthrows Fitzgerald. I think he was going to throw that one away. Saborn was trying to get over there, but it's incomplete.
Yeah, that time there was a lot more white jerseys over there with Ravenna than there was green jerseys with Kearney Catholic. Ravenna did a great job of, you know, of basically covering that area right there, and he just kind of threw it away.
Yeah, it wasn't there. Smart play. Don't force it. That's what got him into trouble opening night against St. Cecilia. Even if they can kick a field goal here and make it a 3-possession game, obviously they want to get in, but don't make the mistake. It'll be 2nd down and goal at the 10. Clinch under center, Pacheco behind him. Rolls to the left side, hands to Pacheco. Tries to get outside, and he is going to be tackled by Trace Armstrong, even though Armstrong was held. Armstrong fought off the hold there of Alex Lowe, but obviously Ravenna wants to take that penalty and get the Stars as far away as possible. You roll the dice here, it would be 3rd and goal at about the 12, or it's going to be 2nd down and goal at the 20.
Yep. You know, it's one of those things. You want to take it, you move them back. There's 2:25 left on the clock, so the clock's not really an issue on it. But they're going to move them back, it looks like, and make it about 2nd and about 18, 19 yards on the play.
That'll be the 5th penalty of the football game for 45 yards here on the Stars. Ravenna, 5 penalties for 30 yards. Now Ravenna hasn't had a whole lot of luck here on holding the Stars down, so let's see what the Kearney Catholic Stars do. They're going to run a little twins to the left side, almost a bubble. They've got 3 over there. Hoosman to the right side, that's where he's looking. Underneath, Hoosman completed the 13 and then slips as he tries to make his cut at the 10-yard line. Baronic shoves him out. They'll mark him at the 11. So it'll be 3rd and goal at the 11, a gain of about 11.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a quick out again. Like we've been saying a lot of times, they're running a lot of little quick outs, and if a guy catches it, then makes the first guy miss. But that time, Baronic did a good job of containing and pushing Brian out of bounds.
So let's see what offensive coordinator Rashawn Harvey draws up here. 2:18 to go, first half. Kearney Catholic 14, Ravenna nothing. It's third and goal at the 11-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Clinch calls the cadence. Rolls to his left, Pacheco on the block, pressure coming. Now he's going to tuck it up and run, and there's nowhere to go. And Ravenna finally able to shut down the star offense. Clinch got back to about the original line of scrimmage, but shooting through there was Josh Boardman, and he broke that whole play up.
Yeah, he
did. Him into the defender.
He came right shooting right through there. Pacheco had to kind of pick him up, and then it made Clinch kind of roll out to his left side. And there was nothing there. The defensive backs did their job, and Clinch just kind of tucked it up and tried to pick up what he could.
A 28-yard field goal attempt now straight on for Keegan Fitzgerald. And if he's shaking off that leg injury from earlier, the distance won't be a problem. Pacheco, the holder, a little high. They're going to have to fake it. I don't think they wanted to. Fitzgerald rolling around, running around. Now just throws it up for grabs in the end zone. The ball is tipped and incomplete. But the 3 points are not going to be taken care of there. Lease was there. Him and Baronic. That's not the first battle those two have had. Both went up, and the ball knocked away. Elise tried to wrestle it away from the two defenders. But I think Pacheco decided that snap was too high, that he wasn't going to be able to do anything with it. And yeah. So the field goal, no good. And Ravenna, able to survive here, down 14-0, has it at their own 11 with a minute 28 to go.
And kind of a good victory for Ravenna. Maybe this can get something for them going. Maybe not so much in this half, but maybe in the second half or something. But, they got a good job. They're getting a good stop. Kearney Catholic had first and goal at the 9.
See if the Blue Jays just try to run the clock out here. If they try to move the ball, they've got a couple of timeouts here, and we got motion. We've seen Wilkie. I'm seeing some different things from Ravenna. I mean, you're so used to seeing the same thing year after year after year, and a timeout going to be called here by Ravenna, so they didn't like the way things were set up there. A minute 27 now to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic 14 and the Blue Jays nothing. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to high school football. A beautiful night for football. Give me 10 more of these. Take me all the way to Memorial Stadium with a night like this. Doug Good along with Don Lease on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, team, minute 27 to go here in the first half of play. We'll give you a lot of scores coming up at halftime. Kennesaw up on Shelton 20-7 late in the second quarter. That's on ESPN 1460, a battle of unbeaten. Right now, Ravenna has a first and 10 at their own 11-yard line after blowing up what was a busted field goal attempt by the Stars. And Saborn out of the shotgun, three wideouts, Wilkie in motion. And they're going to run that option to the right side, hand it on the fullback dive, Shamback, and he's just going to dive forward out to about the 12, maybe the 13, a couple of yards on the play. So trying to run a lot of motion and hoping that if Shamback got past the line of scrimmage, he might be able to bust a big one. But
yeah,
nothing doing. Kearney Catholic has two timeouts. They've elected not to use it. The clock's going to run in no hurry here as we go inside a minute.
Yeah, and Ben is not in any hurry either, Doug. You can kind of maybe if they get something busted, a busted play or something. But right now, they'd be satisfied with going in, probably down 14-0.
Yeah, the way things have went for them, they've had their chances inside Kearney Catholic territory three times. No point. Saborin turns, hands it to his eye back, Wilkie, and is just his second carry, I believe, here of the half. He's going to be up to about the 15, trying to strip the ball away. Now I'm surprised Kearney Catholic doesn't call a timeout. You could go after a punt or something like that, but they're not doing it. And Ravenna can run one more play. And, in fact, they took a long time to spot the ball there. Wilkie, no gain on the play. But Ravenna does have to snap it one more time. 3rd and 8 at about their own 13-yard line. 12 seconds to go. Out of the I formation, Saborin sends Armstrong in motion. And Saborin rolling around in some trouble, just trying to use some clock, and he'll be sacked, and that'll be the end of the first half of play. I think that's really what Saborn was trying to do. I don't know if it was a busted play. I think he wanted to fall down because Kearney Catholic could have called a timeout and made him punt it. So he just ran around, fell down, lost about 3 yards on the play, and that will bring us to halftime here at Miles Field. No scoring in the second quarter. It was all in the first. Kearney Catholic 14 and Ravenna nothing here at halftime. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here in just a moment. But, Don, you take a look at what's happened here in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic really moved the ball in the first quarter. In the second quarter, they didn't move the ball as well or didn't convert as well.
Yeah.
Ravenna had opportunities, but each time they got down the field inside the 40, seemed like there was a penalty.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, their very first possession, they were moving the football. And then all of a sudden, you know, it goes from a third and one to a holding call. It gets them third and 11. And those types of things, Doug, they shot themselves in the foot, like you said. But, you know, they've moved the football at times. Kearney Catholic really moved the football, especially in the first quarter. They got one, you know, kind of drive going here towards late in the second quarter. They got them down to about the 9-yard line. But Ravenna has moved the football at times, but, like you said, shot themselves in the foot. And, you know, we've seen some penalties that, you know, you think by this time of the year you might have some of those, you know, cleaned up, the jumping, the legal procedures, two guys in motion type stuff, and some of those things have kind of bit Ravenna right now.
I'm surprised Ravenna one time kind of threw that jump ball. I think maybe that's what happened on the interception. It just wasn't ran probably properly. But the second time, they have one pass completion for 27 yards, a jump ball that Verona put up and took away from Hoonis, but he's got a 7-inch height advantage. But they have not went back to that. And Ravenna, I don't know how they're feeling over there right now at halftime.
Yeah.
They didn't feel good when they got just crushed in the first quarter, but they have evened the playing field out a little bit here.
In the second quarter, you're right, Doug, it has been evened out as both teams have moved the football a little bit. You know, maybe Ravenna goes back to that, you know, throw the ball up in the air and maybe, you know, let Veronica try to out-jump some people, which unfortunately I know too much about him out-jumping a lot of people. But, you know, he's got a lot, you know, a lot big vertical. He's got, you know, said 7 inches on Hoosman or whoever they put on him out there, and that might be something that they might try in the second half.
Well, it is homecoming here at Kearney Catholic. Oh, a lot of festivities over the next couple of days as well, plus we got Grand Island Harvest of Harmony. You got to get the kids over there in the band tomorrow, so it's homecoming. They're all here. Then you get the bus. You get over there tomorrow in March. It's going to be a pretty busy day here and pretty busy weekend for all the kids. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the scores from around the area on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here it is, Kearney Catholic 14, Ravenna nothing. We're back after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Doug Duda, Don Lees back with you here at Miles Field. We'll thank Athletic Director Rick Petrie and, of course, all the folks here at Ravenna, at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is Kearney Catholic 14 and Ravenna nothing. We'll take a look at the stats here coming up in just a little bit. But right now, let's take a look at what's going on in high school football on the Valentino's hotline. You deliver the scores, they deliver the pizza. And when we mean you, you help us. 308-646-0506. You can text it to us. Your kid can text it to us. If you're sitting in the stands, love to hear from you. If you don't get into all that texting, you can call that number, leave a voicemail, and it magically appears to us. I have no idea how it works. It just does. 308-646-0506 every Friday night. throughout the season and into the playoffs. It was Grand Island out to a quick 21-0 lead over Lincoln Northeast in the first quarter. Kearney leading Norfolk at the half, 21-0. York has really turned things around, but they do trail Adams Central in the second quarter, 21-14. But boy, has Glenn Snodgrass turned that program around as quick as you can turn a program around. They just weren't competitive, and they've won some games, and they are competitive. Start of the second quarter, Aurora was ahead of Gehring 14-9 at the half, Hastings 17, and Alliance 10. McCook at half leading Sydney 42-0. Northwest leading Scotts Bluff in the second quarter 13-12. Broken Bow at half leading Ainsworth 42-0. And Central City is going to get their first loss of the year tonight. They have had multiple turnovers, and O'Neill is up 40-0 at halftime. Also at half, Lincoln Lutheran 13, Gibbons 6. At the half, Gothenburg, their hands full with Cozad. The Swedes lead it by a score of 7-0. Blue Hill and Superior scoreless at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia 36, Donovan Trumbull 6 at the half. The Stars play Donovan Trumbull next week. Elsewhere, Southern Valley at Wood River, no score on that one. Not much out of D1, so if you've got some scores in D1 in the area, please text those into us. Nebraska Christian leading Heartland 22-18 to the second. Just before the half, Kennesaw leading Shelton 28-7 in the Battle of Unbeatens on ESPN 1460. Lawrence Nelson leading Red Cloud in the second quarter 28-6. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
At Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
And welcome back to high school football, Friday night style homecoming edition here at Kearney Catholic, where the Stars lead Ravenna by a score of 14-0 at the half. Next week, Ravenna will be back home to take on a Wood River team that's really struggling this year, and Kearney Catholic will be on the road the next 2 weeks. Donovan Trumbull next week, Wood River in 2 weeks. The unique thing about the schedule, this is the Stars' only home game in over a month. The first two were at home, the last one's at home. They're only playing eight. That means a bunch of them in the middle have to be on the road. But, it has not affected the Stars so far tonight. Don Leese with me. Doug Duda here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9. Stars playing pretty well. This rivalry game, Ravenna hanging right in there.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's one of those that Kearney Catholic got out to a 14-0 lead, scored on their first two out of three possessions. But, you know, Ravenna has done some things in the second half to kind of slow a little bit of the Stars down. And Ravenna, like you said, Doug, you know, they move the football, but at times they just have the penalty at the wrong time. That first possession, they were taking the ball right up the gut, about 6-7 yards, and we're going with this is exactly what Ravenna does a lot of times. Take the football and go right up the middle and pick up 6-8 yards, and then they just grind the clock out. But it hasn't happened. Kearney Catholic must have made a few adjustments, or Squires and the defensive line of Squires and Lowry have kind of clogged that middle up, and the linebackers have started being able to flow and make some tackles on that. You mentioned it, that they might, you know, take advantage of a height advantage with Veronic. They threw a couple of them up there. One was picked off. Veronic made a nice catch coming back to the football. Hoosman looked like he had another interception, and Veronic did a good job of coming back and making the reception. Then they hit Wilk, or they tried to hit Wilkie out here, a pass that was kind of underthrown a little bit, but Wilkie came back. It was covered, but Wilkie came back, and he got his hands on it and about came down with a reception on that. So they might go to a little bit of that somewhat, too. But right off the bat, they came out and they just played smash mouth football for a while, but then got those penalties that went from a 3rd-and-1 to a 3rd-and-11, and then, you know, that was tough on them, and they had to end up, well, they ended up getting the interception Kearney Catholic did on that next play.
Well, and Ravenna just hasn't run as many plays as Kearney Catholic. If I am at least close, I have Ravenna only 19 plays in the first half, not counting the two punts, and Kearney Catholic 35 plays. So you're looking at almost two times as many plays here for Kearney Catholic. They speed it up a little bit more, but they've thrown it three times in a half, which is like a record in the first half for Ravenna, but they just haven't had that many opportunities. They don't want to just throw it up, and that's all they've got here. Now, if it gets desperate, they might start doing that, but I don't think it's desperate yet.
No.
They've moved the ball a little bit and just need to punch it into the end zone once, and Ravenna's going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, like we said right off the bat, they moved the football that first possession that they had. They were picking up 6, 7, 8 yards of carry, you know, for about 30, 40 yards on the first possession that they had on the football. But, you know, then a penalty. You know, that's one thing that kind of shot them in the foot is the penalty at the wrong time, it seems like. You know, they got a 3rd-and-short, a 3rd-and-2, a 3rd-and-3, a 3rd-and-1. And then all of a sudden they get two guys in motion or an illegal procedure call, or, you know, they line up in the neutral zone, those types of things that you're going, you know, those things shouldn't happen right now. And then all of a sudden it's 3rd-and-6, 3rd-and-7, or a holding that's making 3rd-and-11 and stuff. And it's difficult for them then to pick up the first down, and they got to end up punting or something.
We'll take a break and come back and look at the first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. The score, Kearney Catholic 14, Ravenna nothing, here on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school football, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. In a delay in the American League Division Series, Detroit and the Yankees 1-1 early on. Earlier tonight, Tampa Bay blasted Texas by a score of 9-0. Tomorrow, Arizona at Milwaukee, and it will be the Phillies and St. Louis getting things underway with Game 1 in the National League. We've got a football doubleheader. We've got football everywhere tomorrow. College game day in Madison for the Huskers. From 9 to 11 tomorrow here on ESPN 1460. Then the Husker Sports Network takes over with a pregame at 2 o'clock. And, of course, right through the kickoff and bringing you all the action tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Our college football games on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tomorrow. Arkansas and Texas A&M at 11. And at 7, Alabama and Florida. Plus an NFL triple header coming your way on Sunday. Let's take a look at our first half stats now on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. For the Blue Jays, Lucas Wilkie, 2 carries, 8 yards. Ethan Shambach, 6 carries, 22 yards. Trevor Saborn, 8 carries, 32 yards. 16 rushes, 62 yards for the Blue Jays. Through the air, Saborn has put it up 3 times. He has completed 1 and has been intercepted 1, the completion of 27-yarder to Baronic. So 27 through the air, 62 on the ground. That is 89 yards in the first half. I only had Ravenna for 3 first downs. They punted it twice, had 1 interception. Hoosman picked it off at the 9-yard line of the Stars. 5 penalties for 30 yards on the Ravenna Blue Jays. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, Anthony Pacheco, 9 carries, 60 yards, and a 5-yard touchdown run. Colton Dorr, 3 carries, 4 yards. Keegan Fitzgerald, 1 carry, 5 yards. Tyson Colling, 2 carries, 22 yards. Abe Clinch, 3 carries, -1 yard. He was sacked once and then had a 1 yard sneak for a touchdown. So 18 rushes, 90 yards on the ground for Kearney Catholic. But through the air, Abe Clinch has been extremely solid. He's put it up 17 times, completed 14 of those. No picks, no touchdown, 180 yards through the air, 14-17. Fitzgerald had an incomplete pass on what ended up being a field goal attempt that busted up. I don't think it was a fake field goal. It was a high snap, and he had to do something with it and ended up throwing it into the end zone nearly for a touchdown, but incomplete. So 180 yards through the air, 90 on the ground. That's 270 yards of offense for Kearney Catholic. And Donnie, at 270 yards, you should have more than 14 points.
Yeah, you know, that's when you're reading off all those stats, you know, I was like, whoa, man. You said 270 yards, and they got down to the 9 there right before half and couldn't punch it in on Ravenna. But like you said, you should have more than 14 points when you have 270 yards in a half. But, you know, Ravenna's kind of got that bend don't break type of stuff. You know, Kearney Catholic's getting a lot of things on the outside, you know, getting 5, 6, 8 yards on a pass, and then they'll pick up another 3, 4, maybe on the run off the pass. But, you know, it's one of those things that you're right. They should have more than 14 points than, you know, with 270 yards on the total yards.
They had to punt it twice. Once it was Connor Streit punting it out of bounds at the 7-yard line, a 30-yard punt, and then a bad snap, and he had to rush it out of there, only went 15 yards. Stars have not turned it over. I have them for 13 first downs, 5 penalties, 45 yards. So there you go. Kearney Catholic, 2 short runs, a 5-yarder from Anthony Pacheco on the opening drive of the ball game. Fitzgerald returned the opening kickoff to midfield, so it gave him a short field, a 50-yard drive that Pacheco finished off. Fitzgerald made the extra point, 7-0, and then a 1-yard run by Clinch with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter, capped what was a 42-yard drive, and the extra point was good. And that is your score at the half. It is Kearney Catholic 14 and Ravenna 0. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll be back with the second half where Ravenna will get the ball to start it here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to beautiful Miles Field. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Oh, man. Pleasanton, with 4 minutes to go in the first half, 62. Heartland Lutheran, 18. So we'll pass that score along. Pleasanton, 62. Heartland Lutheran, 18. 4 minutes left to go in the first half was the last check there. Again, 14-0 here. Haven't had any updates since the start of halftime, so I'm sure we'll get a few more for you. But in case you missed any, Kearney was up 21-0 at the half. And on ESPN 1460, it was the battle of unbeaten. Shelton was trailing at Kennesaw 28-7. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, Misco Sports postgame show, and then Josh Sheldon, Stacy Johns, Grant Sparks, Nate Merritt doing all the work back at the studio for the Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Five Points Bank. That immediately follows our coverage. Scores from around the area, around the state, recaps from all of the radio games and the sites. Plus, we'll talk to an area coach or two, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, take you up until 11 o'clock tonight. It's all tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will kick it away. We had a little breeze at the start of the game. Sun's down. It's cooling down. Good thing you're wearing pants. I mean, you know, as opposed to shorts. Keeps you a little warmer. And no breeze to speak of here as the Stars will go south to north here, and Fitzgerald got rolled up on in the first half, and his leg strength affected a little bit by it. Let's see if halftime healed him up a little bit. Doug Duda along with Don Leese on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Pleasanton. And Don, Ravenna get the chance to do something here. The kickoff the first time, Wilkie returned all the way out to the 42.
Yep, and you know, they need a good return. They need to get some things going here in the second half and see what they can do with the football when they get it right here in the second half.
And Fitzgerald put the charge into it, but it's a low bouncer, and it's headed out of bounds, and it is before Kearney Catholic can get there. Storm Rathy Hoffman just let that bounce out. And they took it at the 35 last time. They're going to do it again here, which I found interesting the first time, Don, because if Fitzgerald's injured and he can't get it to the end zone, he had a good return. Ravenna's elected. Yeah. They're just going to take it at the 35-yard line the first time. And it looks like that's what they want to do again here. So they don't want to take the chance of a turnover and or a better kick on a squib. So they say the 35 is good enough, and here we go to start the second half.
But I think you're right, Doug. I might have made him, you know, move Fitzgerald back and try to kick it and get a good return out of it, too.
Well, already a different look here. An offset eye formation here with the pistol, and Saborn wants to keep it himself, and there's nowhere to go. Back to the line of scrimmage. The Stars' defensive line was right there. John Blake, David Squires, Thomas Conley. I don't think we've been calling the tackles by the Stars enough because I know we hadn't mentioned the Tasmanian Thomas Conley Devil out there. Yeah.
Yep, and you said it was a good job by the front line first, and then Conley and you know, those guys can get in there, and John Blake and those guys can get in there and make the tackle. But the front four have done a great job for Kearney Catholic.
And Saborn keeps it again off the left side, runs right into the back of defensive tackle Austin Lowry and goes nowhere, and actually is going to lose some yards. Saborn, and this was the concern for Coach Dave Colley and his staff, was to contain him. They have contained him. Ravenna just hoping he can pop one, almost like Martinez. Yeah, you might stop him, but he's going to hit a big one, and he has not been able to do that. 10 yards on his first carry of the night. He's had 2 10-yard gains. Overall, though, 10 carries, 32 yards.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that they've been kind of, Kearney Catholic's kind of got a good job of keeping an eye on Saborn. But like you said, he's one of those who can bust one, too.
Now four wide receivers out of the pistol formation here. Short shotgun, Wilkie in motion. And Saborn's going to roll to his right under pressure. Throws it out here complete to the 38-yard line to Shambach, but that is way short of the first down. Triple coverage by the Stars. In there is going to be Colton Dorr, Pacheco, and my lineman, I believe, was David Squires in there that time for the Stars.
And that time, you know, Alex Lowe kind of shot through there, and he made Saborn kind of throw it before he was kind of ready, but then the, you know, he had to dump it off, jam back, and there wasn't much there for him.
About a 7-yard gain out to the 39, and for the third time tonight, Wilkie will have to punt. A 32-yarder, then hit a 45-yarder that went out at the Stars, too. Here the ball marked at the 39, perfect snap, backs protection, end-over-end kick that's going to be returnable. Well, I thought it was, and then it takes a crazy hop and retreating all the way back to the 13-yard line. Fitzgerald, and he's got some room, 20, 25. He'll be tripped up around the 28-yard line.
You know, Fitzgerald getting the ball back there is one of those things, you know, that he's just like Saborn. When he gets back there, he has that opportunity to be breaking some things. And, Fitzgerald, you know, he's bouncing around. He picks it up, takes off. You know, and does a good job of getting the ball back to about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Fitzgerald and Pacheco were both back there. It bounced closer to Fitzgerald that took a bad hop away from him, and it rolled for a 48-yard punt, but a return here about 15 yards after the 28-yard line. First and 10 Stars at their own 28. Back to that four wide out. What we like to see is the shooting star formation. Handed off to Pacheco. He's hit and being drugged, and he's still got those legs churning, and finally they bring him down. Trace Armstrong in there, trying to bring him down, a gain of one.
Yeah, there wasn't much there. Trace Armstrong was in there. Burra was in there. He was in there. You know, there's a lot of people that were right there. There wasn't much going for Pacheco that time.
Yeah, the defensive line for Ravenna has played well tonight because Kearney Catholic cannot run it between the tackles. They've had to go to this. That's why they've thrown it 17 times and nothing really downfield. They're all just swing passes to try and go one-on-one against the corners and DB. Now an empty backfield. Five wideouts here for Clinch of the shotgun. Short drop, throws over the middle, wide open, is calling at the 50. Gets by a man, he's still on his feet, 45, and lunges to the 42-yard line.
Just one of those seam routes, Doug, you know, all four guys, you know, on the outs were just running a little bit of a seam, and then calling just got it on the inside, and he picks up, you know, after he catches the football, he picks up about another 10, 12 yards after the catch. So, you know, nice hookup between calling and eight Clinch.
29 yards on the play. And it takes it all the way into Ravenna territory at the 43-yard line. Hand off Pacheco off the right side. And, again, not much there. Mitch or Mike Steele tripped him up. Armstrong finished him off. And it will get him up to about the 40. Again, they tripped him, and he lunged forward for a couple.
Yep, and you know, we've mentioned it before. The front four for Ravenna has done a pretty good job against the run. And I think that you're right. They got to go to the outside. Kearney Catholic's been, you know, doing some swing passes and so on. And Abe's done a good job of quarterback and throwing the football tonight.
On second down at eight, Fitzgerald in motion. They give it to him on the end around. Armstrong forces him way outside, then comes in and helps make the tackle. Saborn brings him down at the 37-yard line. So Fitzgerald is just so speedy out there. But give credit to Trace Armstrong, and we talked with Coach Mark Hudson on the field before the game. Of course, Hudson come over, or Armstrong over from Wood River. Of course, when you got a little Husker bloodline in you, you're probably a pretty good football player as well. But he said he has really helped this team, especially defensively, and you can see right there.
Yeah, he did a great job getting in there and kind of disrupting everything.
Third and four, Kearney Catholic at the 37 over Venna. Clinch out of the shotgun. He's going to roll to his right, wants to throw, could run for it. Now decides to throw, and it is complete at the 25-yard line. Still breaking tackles across the 20. And Hoosman is going to be pinned to the ground inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line.
You know, it's one of those, like we mentioned before, Doug, every once in a while it kind of looks like Ravenna's trying to strip the football instead of making that tackle. And they had a couple guys that were right there and Hoosman just kept on powering forward.
Stars trying to hurry it up here on first and 10 at the 18-yard line. Clinch in the shotgun, hands it off Pacheco right up the middle. He's going to get up to about the 16, a short gain, give him a couple.
Yep, and that time it looked like he kind of made trying to make a cut back to the right side, got tripped up. Steele was in the backfield there making a play on it, but it looked like he kind of got tripped up in the backfield and then kind of lunged forward, picked up a couple yards.
Second down and eight. Clinch still calling the count. Turns, hands it off. Pacheco breaks a tackle. Going to get up close to the 10, maybe down to the 9. They'll put his knee down at the 10, though. A gain of about 6. It'll be third down and just a couple.
And there's a flag thrown in at the end there, Doug. And look, when he was spinning around and stuff, there might have been an accidental face masking or something there, but they're right at the end of the tackle.
Personal foul, face mask on Ravenna, and that's going to be enough for a first down, and move it down, should be to the 5-yard line.
Yep.
The 6-yard run got it to the 10, and then half the distance to the goal. Makes it first down and goal, Stars at the 5-yard line. First two scores were short yardage situations, and now Clinch will be in the shotgun here on first and goal at the 5. Pacheco off to his left. He's going to give it to Pacheco, comes off the right side, gets into a gap, and he is going to be down. The ball came loose, but the official said he was down. The ball actually came loose. I think that's the first fumble of the night. Nobody's lost one, but that's the first fumble.
Yep, and like you said, he went to the right side there, and he got kind of submarined a little bit, and then all of a sudden we see one of the linemen, John Blake, pouncing on the football. But it's, you know, first and goal, or second and goal, about the 2-yard line now, Doug.
Second down and goal, just inside the 2. They'll officially call it the 1. Clinch snuck it in earlier from closer. And on second and goal, Clinch tries to sneak it in again off the left side. And this time he's going to have to get off of a tackle. Second effort, I don't think he got in.
No, I don't think so, Doug. As he, you know, tried to take it right up the middle, and they clogged it up pretty dang good. Ravenna didn't, and he kind of took it to the left side trying to make a situation happen there. And he didn't gain anything on the play.
I believe Brandon Rogers was the one that messed things up there, and Michael Steele also in there defensively, and now it's third and goal. Pacheco is going to come out of the ball game. Alex Lowe is going to check into the ball game. 14-0 Stars, 5.5 to go, third quarter. All the points came in the first quarter. Stars trying to change that here. Clinch under center on third and goal. Ravenna acting like they're bringing everybody. Clinch sends a man in motion on the end around Colling, and he is stuck. Who else? Storm. Randy Hoffman, who made a ton of tackles in the first quarter, read that beautifully, and now it's fourth and goal back at about the 3 or 4 yard line.
Yeah, and like you said, when Colling came in motion, he got the ball and took about 3 steps, and Storm was right there to make the tackle. Great job coming up and pursuing on that one from his outside linebacker spot.
Well, it was first and goal at the 1.5, and now the Stars are going to have to attempt a field goal here, about a 21-yarder, nothing more than an extra point. But late in the first half, a high snap, they went with the fire drill and did not get the attempt off. This time the ball is on the right hash for Fitzgerald. 21-yard field goal attempt. There's a good snap. The kick is away, and the kick is good. So with 4:33 to go here in the third quarter of play, our first point since late in the first quarter, it's Kearney Catholic 17 and Ravenna nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda along with Don Leese back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Give you some more scores here in just a moment, but the third quarter moving along here. That's only East team had it once. That was a long drive there by Kearney Catholic, capped on a 21-yard field goal by Keegan Fitzgerald to make it 17-0. And now Fitzgerald to boot it away. A low line drive kick taken about the 26-yard line by Raffy Hoffman, the up man. Scoots across the 30, the 35, left side up to about the 38-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for Ravenna. But now things totally changed, Don. Two scores is one thing. Three scores, especially when you haven't got one, is a whole different ball of wax here.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those, you know, if Kearney Catholic gets football and kind of, you know, runs some clock and so on and so forth, you're looking at maybe three possessions, maybe four, and you got to, you know, do something on this possession for Ravenna.
So a 72-yard drive that time for Kearney Catholic. That's a 3 points. Saborn still trying to get on track here. It's just about 100 yards of offense in the ball game here for Ravenna, and he is going to hand it off to Shamback. Oh, tries to stay alive. The spin off the left side looked like he had nothing, and then all of a sudden he emerges out to the 44, one of his better runs of the night.
Yeah, right off the bat, Doug, it looked like Alex Lowe and a couple of them had him in the backfield, and then all of a sudden I'm going nothing, and then all of a sudden he squirted through there, ends up picking about 5 yards on the play.
And quite the battle on the O and D lines for both teams here tonight. Trace Armstrong out to the right side here. They have not put the ball in his hands yet. They'll send Wilkie in motion. And on an option play, he's going to pitch it to him. He's got some room. Great block. Oh, a penalty flag. 45, 40, 35. Are they going to call a hold on Armstrong? He took his man to the ground, and the penalty flags came out.
Yeah, it was one of those that you looked through. You know, you looked at right here, and it looked like a pretty darn good block. And, you know, then we got Wilkie coming around the end and, you know, running the football. But I think it's going to come back, Doug, with the hold on Armstrong. Yeah.
Just as I said, great block. If he doesn't take him to the ground, then it's probably going to be okay. But Trace is just so strong, and it wipes out one of the biggest offensive plays of the night here for the Ravenna Blue Jays.
You know, they could have had the ball down here around the 30-yard line, Doug, and now they're going to be back at their 35-yard line. So, you know, a big difference in field position right there again.
And this is what has happened to Ravenna all night long, Don.
Yeah, it has. This is, you know, they get something going, and then all of a sudden, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot with something like that. They had that in the first quarter, right off the bat in the first quarter, where they were moving the football, got a holding penalty, and again, they moved the football right there, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get the holding call again and moves it back, and now it's going to be second and 12.
Second down and 12 here with the score 17-0, Kearney Catholic, 3:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. Checking the Vols score line, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Kearney now up at Norfolk in the third quarter, 28-0. Again, out of that short shotgun, a pistol formation for Saborn. Sends Wilkie in motion. The ball goes over Saborn's head. He picks it up, and he's in all kinds of trouble, and he'll be dropped back at the 20-yard line. The ball slipped right through the hands of Saborn, but it was a high snap, and the Stars were coming through. I think they wanted to maybe set up a screen there, and that's why they were coming through so strong.
Yeah, and then, you know, like you said, Doug, with the bad snap and everything, then all of a sudden you pick it up, turn and look, and there's about four or five Kearney Catholic people there. And I think it was Alex Leeson that got there at the right off the bat, but it was one of those things. There was about three or four guys that were ready there to pounce.
About a 13-yard loss on the play. It's all the way back at the 20. Third down and frequent flyer miles. They need to get to midfield. Third and 28. Let's see if Saborn airs it out. Rolls to his right. Looking deep. Throws up. Got a man wide open. Wilkie. And it's intercepted. And it's intercepted by Hoosman, who's trying to go all the way to the other end. 35-30. Good block out there. 25. And then upended at around the 20-yard line. Wilkie was wide open, but the ball hung up in the air too long. And the second interception of the night for Brian Hoosman.
Yeah, and he was guarding Veronic on the deep route. And like you said, the ball kind of hung up there in the air. But right off the bat, that ball was snapped. And it was kind of bobbled by Saborn. And as he was coming around trying to find the laces and stuff, just turned off and threw the football. And it hung up there, and Brian Houston picks it off and then ends up returning it all the way down to about the 16-yard line of Kearney Catholic.
So the Stars are in business now to put this one away. First and 10 at the Ravenna 17-yard line after the interception. Clinch under center, ball on the far hash. With Pacheco behind him, he'll turn and hand it to Anthony. Little counterplay, jumps over him at the 15 to the 10, dragging folks with him. Jay's finally bringing down inside the 5 at the 3. A gain of 14 for Pacheco.
Yeah, because they were right off the bat, Doug. You mentioned he kind of hurdled, but there was about a pileup of about three or four guys that were right there, and he hurdled that person and then down to about the 4-yard line.
Well, I know Kearney Catholic hasn't done everything perfect, but it seems like everything has went Kearney Catholic's way tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Doug, on that. When it needs to go fast for Ravenna, it's gone bad for Ravenna.
First and goal. They're going to call the ball just inside the 4. Clinch takes the snap, hands it to Pacheco off the left side, and Anthony's still on his feet, but not going to get a whole lot. He's sure been fighting for the yards out there. Armstrong helping finish off the tackle that was started by Jacob Bruja. No gain on the play.
Yeah, and this is where it's been, you know, Kearney Catholic's been down inside the 9, down inside the goal, you know, first and 4, yeah, but they just cannot seem to punch it in, but, you know, because otherwise they could have, you know, 2 more touchdowns on the board, Doug.
Second down and goal at the 4. Clinch looks over the line. He's under center. Pacheco right behind him, twins to the right side. Fake handoff, rolling to his right is Clinch. Has time, now under pressure, throws back across the middle of the ball, is batted down. And that was Bruja to knock it away. Third and goal.
Yeah, but, you know, that time, Doug, you know, as he rolled out to the right side, Ravenna kind of saw him rolling, so they kind of dropped the people in coverage, but their linemen came firing through there, and they were pursuing Abe real big. And he did one of those things where you threw back across, and the guy was there to maybe pick it off and stuff. That was one of those things that he kind of did against St. Cecilia, you know, in that first game.
Linebackers held their position that time on a good play fake. Now it's third down and goal. And the Stars will put Connor Strike to the left side, twins to the right. Clinch back to pass, same play. Rolls to his right. Now throws back across. Wide open is Pacheco. Touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown pass from Abe Clinch to Anthony Pacheco. All the momentum went to the right side, just like it did the previous play. They snuck Pacheco out of the backfield, and somebody didn't have him.
Yep, and one of those things where Pacheco just went like he was going to block Armstrong, and Armstrong kind of pushed him out of the way and then took off, and then it's like, uh-oh. That's the reason why he didn't make a very good block, too. he slipped out into the open, and then he just threw it back across his body and touchdown for Pacheco.
Time now for the extra point attempt here, and Fitzgerald will get that one pretty high, and it is just inside the right upright. And good. So with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter of play, it's now Kearney Catholic 24 and Ravenna nothing on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns and Don Leese, I'm Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 high school football on this beautiful Friday night. And now Kearney Catholic with 10 points here in very short time, getting the field goal and then a turnover by Ravenna and a short field 17-yard drive and the touchdown. Short kick taken at the 20-yard line again by Rathi Hoffman. He's up the middle of the field, 30, 35, still on his feet, 40, 45, and up to the 47-yard line. So these short kicks have been kind of hurting Kearney Catholic. Ravenna's doing a good job on kick return.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, it's okay to get a short one, but there's no air underneath. It's kind of a line drive, and they catch it right off the bat. Kearney Catholic might be 10 yards down the field, and that guy's just taking the ball going right up the middle. And that's like we said, Doug, you know, when they kicked it out of bounds a couple times, why not, you know, if the returns you've been getting, why not, you know, make him kick it again?
I think every return has been past the 35. A couple went out of bounds, and everything else has been past that. First and 10, power eye formation, halfback pass. Wilkie to throw for Armstrong. He's open, but just overthrew him at the 20. They finally went with the halfback pass. Huddy told me about it before the ball game, and it just was overthrown. Armstrong got behind the double team, and it was looking good in the air. They can try that again, and they'll hook up, but that's the way it went tonight.
Yeah,
for Ravenna, actually. It's just an inch away because Armstrong couldn't have reached any farther than he did.
No, he couldn't have, Doug. And that was, you know, like you said, it was a great setup. You know, with that, you know, once he pitched it and he came out to the side, the Kearney Catholic came flying up.
Now Saborn back to that pistol formation. Ravenna needs something good to happen for him right now. Armstrong in motion, trips to the left side. Saborn slips as he goes with the quarterback keeper. Gets by one man into Kearney Catholic territory and then knocked off his feet by Connor Strike at the 49-yard line.
Yeah.
That's a hard 5-yard gain, 4-yard gain there for Saborn.
And one of those, you know, you're kind of going to the left side and you're kind of making a good play. Then all of a sudden you kind of try to turn back to the inside and there's that middle linebacker.
Just got rocked. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, 24-0. Kearney Catholic trying to go to 4-1 on the season. Of course, both teams 3-1. Both teams lost to Hastings St. Cecilia. Now on what could be the final play of the third quarter, Savorn, long snap count, 10 seconds. Still taking time. Now finally, he's going to take the snap, roll to his right, max protection, throws it underneath, and it is intercepted by Tom Conley at the 50 to 40, 30 to 20. Conley to the house, touchdown, Kearney Catholic. Thomas Conley into the end zone for the Stars. The third interception of the night for Ravenna.
You know, like we said, Doug, things, you know, whenever something goes, it looks like it's about ready to go bad, it has for Ravenna, and that's one of those things. He threw an out pass. Conley broke on it, got the pickoff, and the only one that could try to make a play was Saborn, and he tried to, you know, head him off down in the corner there, but Conley just made it into the end zone. But a great read by Conley coming off his guy and making the interception.
And now the extra point here. There was nobody, only Saborn, that could have got it because it was a short underneath route out in the flat. And you've watched enough football, folks, if you're listening out there, that you know Conley was right there in the flat, made the interception, and was off to the races. And the extra point by Fitzgerald is up and good. That was the final play of the third quarter. 17 points in just over 2.5 minutes for Kearney Catholic to end the third quarter. And now the Stars lead Rebel 31-0 here at Miles Field. We'll head to the fourth quarter after this timeout on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Doug Duda along with Don Least and the most magnificent producer in the history of the world, Stacy Johns, bringing you high school football tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at flatriverprep.com. And it is 31-0 Kearney Catholic as we start the fourth quarter, and we've become stagnant on offense. The Stars were up 14-0 after one and didn't get any more points until about 4.5 to go here in the third quarter of play with that field goal when Ravenna made two nice defensive stops in that quarter.
Yeah, they did, Doug. You know, we mentioned it one other time that Kearney Catholic got down inside the five, and they've been down inside the nine or the five-yard line, first and goal, about four times, and Ravenna's done a good job there.
Fitzgerald, this is even shorter. A pooch kick, a fair catch called for at around the 29-yard line. It was so short, Sid Techmeyer had to call for the fair catch. Let's go to the Valentino's hotline. They deliver the pizza. We deliver the scores. In the fourth quarter, Grand Island 56, Lincoln Northeast 7. Kearney still is up 28-0 over Norfolk in the second half. Adams Central leading York in the third quarter, 27-14. Aurora led Garing 28-15 at the half. Hastings leading Alliance in the third, 24-17. Seward leading Lexington 27-6. In the third quarter of play. We'll give you some other scores in just a little bit. Right now, Ravenna's got to try and pick themselves up off the mat and get ready for the rest of the football season, see if they can have a solid fourth quarter here. And probably some flag, yep, motion. They were a little late getting that out there. The snap was hot as the board anyway, but the right end took off, and that's going to be a five-yard penalty on the Ravenna Blue Jays, and that's going to be their eighth penalty of the football game. And one, two, three, four illegal motions in this football game, Don, and that cannot make Coach Hudson happy this deep into the season. It's not like you got a new center or a new quarterback or new lineman out there.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Doug. You know, those are things that, you know, you see the first or second game of the season, but, you know, and you'll see one or two, but, you know, like you said, that's their fourth one tonight, and then they've all been in crucial times, too.
Now out of the power eye formation, they'll give it to Wilkie, and he's just going to blast it up the middle, and we have not seen that very much at all tonight. That's just the third carry for Wilkie. He'll get it up to the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of six.
Yeah, you know, and we saw that right off the beginning, Doug. In the first quarter, you know, when they first had the ball, they just went, here we come, we're going to go right up the middle, right up the middle. And that's one of the first times that we've seen, you know, a gain of 5 or 6 yards on power right up the middle for Ravenna.
I do not have Ravenna down for a first down since the first quarter. Try to change that here. Second down and 10. And Armstrong in motion. Now they send him back the other way. Inside handoff. Wilkie, who was lined up in the slot. The Stars not fooled. And the tackle made at the line of scrimmage. Great defense by Kearney Catholic there again with a couple of green shirts. Dorr was in there. Who was the big lineman?
John Blake.
Yeah, John Blake just pancaked him. Third and 10 for the Ravenna Blue Jays with 11 minutes to go in the football game.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, we saw John Blake. We saw a couple of those guys really doing a good job of, you know, coming up there and making the play.
So third down and 10 out of the I formation. Ravenna needs the first down support. Here's that jump ball to Moronic. Double coverage, and the ball's intercepted by Hoosman, his third, and he might have some return room. 40. 35, and Armstrong brings him down at the 33-yard line. The fourth interception of the night here for the Blue Jays, and This just goes back to their theory of wanting to run the football. But third and 10, tried to throw it up to Peronic, didn't happen.
You know, it's one of those that, had, you know, they had a successful one, you know, in the second quarter there. But this one was really underthrown. He kind of threw it a little bit too short as Peronic tried to get back there, but Hoosman got to the ball before Peronic did.
So at the Ravenna 33-yard line, Stars now cruise control. Back to pass. Over the middle. Complete Fitzgerald. 25-20. Tripped up there. Clinch stood in the pocket and actually threw it downfield for one of the rare times here.
Yeah, you know, and it was just a kind of a little bit of a slant route by Keegan Fitzgerald, you know. But one of those things that it wasn't a 5-yard pass. It was actually about a 10, 15-yard pass that he hit the guy on, and Keegan ended up gaining about another 5 on the play.
19 first downs to 3, according to my count, in this football game. You're going to be amazed at how many yards Clinch threw for tonight and how he never threw the ball down the field. First and 10 at the 19. Going to be a draw play, and not much doing there for Colton Dorr. He's tripped up immediately. Shooting through there is going to be Michael Steele.
We've mentioned him a few times. Steele's had a heck of a game for Ravenna at the front line there. He's been one of those guys that's been hard to block for Kearney Catholic, and he did a good job there getting in there and then making that play on Colton Dorr.
Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Bisco Sports postgame show, a couple of highlights for you. We'll run down the final stats, give you some score updates, send it back to the studio for the 5 Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Second and 10, the snap gets through the hands of Clinch. He goes back to get it and then throws it away. And he is going to be knocked down. I thought for a minute there that Armstrong might have grabbed his face mask or his horse collar, but there is no penalty flag, and Clinch is able to kind of save the play there without losing 15 yards. He threw it away, and it'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, you know, kind of one of those snaps that he wasn't able to handle and bounced around. He picked it up, and there was Armstrong right there for Ravenna, and he just turned and threw it out of bounds over here towards Pacheco, but good play by Clinch just to save the yards would have been lost, but about 15 yards on the play.
Blake Holtmeyer in the ball game, slot to the right side. Clinch is going to swing it out here to the left side. It's complete to Colling. He gets to the corner, breaks the tackle. 15, 10, 5, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds short of the pylon. And again, when it looked like Ravenna could get out of here and force a fourth and long, it's going to be first and goal, 17 yards on the play.
Yeah, you know, and it was one of those things. It's just kind of a swing pass. The receiver on that side made a great block downfield, and it was one of those that Tyson just was able to make the first guy miss and get down the field and pick up about 15 yards, 16 yards on the play.
Pacheco has a 5-yard touchdown run and a 4-yard touchdown reception. Clinch a 1-yard touchdown run. The other was McConnelly interception return. So, again, inside the 5-yard line for the Stars, first and goal at the 2. Pacheco behind Clinch. Clinch with the cadence. He turns. He hands it to Pacheco off the left side, and Anthony is going to be stacked up short of the goal line again. Down at the 1, it's tough to get anything between the tackles. That is the one thing that Ravenna has been very good at tonight, second and goal at the 1.
Yeah, they have. You know, Kearney Catholic's had the football a few times down inside there, and Ravenna's done a great job of making that penetration up front, and then their linebackers come flying through there and making a good tackle again on Anthony Pacheco.
I've got Pacheco, 17 carries, 90 yards, 1 touchdown rushing, 31-0 Stars, 8:30 to go in the ball game. It's second down and goal at the 1-yard line. Clinch gets his offensive line sat down, takes the snap, hands it off the right side, going back to the left side, Pacheco, and he's into the end zone for his third touchdown of the night. 2 on the ground, 1 through the air, and the Stars blowing this one open. And amazingly, we'll have running clock now.
Yeah,
it went from 14-0 to 37 and possibly 38-0 here in about seven minutes of actual game time.
Yep, you're exactly right, Doug. You know, a few things went bad. You know, Kearney, they did a good job the first time of holding them on for the field goal, but this one, Pacheco just kind of went to the right side, wasn't there, cut it back, and went up the middle for the touchdown.
And the extra point by Fitzgerald is punched up, and it is through. And with 8:20 to go in the ball game, it's Kearney Catholic 38. Ravenna nothing, and we're back with the kickoff after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow,
We're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Doug Duda along with Don Leese as we have 8:20 to go in our football game, and it is 38-0 Kearney Catholic, as the Stars have used four interceptions, three of them here in the second half, to blow this football game open. Ravenna trying to get back into it, and it's just been kind of a disaster through the air. They may be throwing the ball more, but it just hasn't been effective as they had hoped. And Fitzgerald, another pooch kick that's headed out of bounds and will go out of bounds. So Ravenna, the first two times, elected to take it at the 35-yard line, and it looks like they'll do so again. Again, if you're just joining us, Kearney Catholic scored on their opening possession when Keegan Fitzgerald returned the opening kickoff to midfield. The 50-yard drive was capped by a 5-yard run by Pacheco and then scored right before the end of the first quarter on a 1-yard ape-clinch quarterback sneak. And that's where we were until just over 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 21-yard field goal, then a 4-yard touchdown pass from Clinch to Pacheco after a Hoosman interception, a 50-yard interception return for a touchdown by Conley, and then another Hoosman interception. He's got three of them tonight, and Pacheco took it in from 1 yard out. And it looks like this time Ravenna says, what the heck, we're going to make him kick it again.
Before, Doug, you know, they might as well, you know, make Kearney Catholic kick it because they've done a good job on the returns here. And that's what they're going to do this time. We mentioned that one other time when they got it kicked out of bounds. But we were saying, you know, when they do that, you know, and it goes out of bounds, why not make them kick it again? Because they've done a good job of returning the football. And that's what they're doing right here is they're going to make Kearney Catholic re-kick this football. They're going to get things set up here, move them back 5 yards at the 35-yard line. And now, you know, Keegan Fitzgerald's going to have to try and kick it a little bit deeper. But like we said, they've had some good returns for him.
So move the ball back 5 yards to the 35-yard line. I'd imagine we'll see something maybe along the ground this time.
Yeah.
we've seen him try to just kind of pooch it to the open area, but let's see if they scoot it along the ground here. And that's exactly what they do up the middle. It bounces, picked up at the 28-yard line, 30, 35, up to the 38, 39-yard line, running into the stack of players. I believe that's Techmeyer. No, let's double-check. We did have that one. One of the up men.
It looked like, you know, that fired to me, but I'm not for sure. But, you know, like you said, Doug, they just picked it up. They took it, and you know, they got the ball at the 40, so they gained the 5 yards of taking, not taking it out of bounds, and that's the 35, and now they got the ball at the 40-yard line.
After two periods, the Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 on opening night out at the Viero Events Center on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Storm up 1-0 in the third, early third. Here is 38-0 Kearney Catholic, and you've got the running clock. High snap to Saborn, tries to run the option, ends up giving it off to Wilkie, gets to the corner, 45, 50, 45, down the sideline. He'll be pushed out of bounds at around the 40, and Kearney Catholic has not put in their second-team defense. That's one of the biggest plays of the night here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They're going to say Wilkie stepped out at the Stars' 44-yard line. That'll be a gain of 16.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the times that the option did work real well. Saborn took it, went to the right side, and then the defensive end came up, and there was no outside linebacker for Kearney Catholic, and Wilkie had a nice run.
If I'm right, that's their first down since the first quarter at the 44-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Saborin sends his man in motion again. This time another pitch to Wilkie, trying to get to the outside. Fumble the football. The ball is loose. Kearney Catholic all over it. The ball squirting around. They do give the ball to the Stars. Let's see who covered it. Holtmeyer was there. But it's going to end up in the hands of Holtmeyer. Yeah, Holtmeyer did grab it. Blake Holtmeyer with the fumble recovery, the fifth turnover tonight for Ravenna.
Yep, and, you know, it was one of those that they blitzed their outside linebacker, and he got to pretty fast to Saborn, and Saborn had to pitch it before he really wanted to. And Wilkie kind of bobbled it, and then another guy hit Wilkie, and then there was the ball squirting loose, and Blake Holtmeyer pounced on it.
So Kearney Catholic now is changing things up with Thomas Connolly in at quarterback. 7 minutes to go. Continuous clock, 38-0. The snap goes over Connolly's head. He just goes back and falls on it at the 25-yard line. Big loss on the play, though.
Yeah, they changed centers. It looked like Donovan's in their center, and now instead of Birking, and is one of those that, you know, your first time in the shotgun, too, and first snap, and he kind of got a little excited and snapped it pretty hard over Conley's head.
And if you're out there going, well, why are they in the shotgun? You're up 38-0. This is the offense you run. Tom Conley's going to probably be your quarterback next year.
Yeah.
He's just a sophomore. You've got to run the same things and give them a chance to do it against live defense here, as still a lot of the number one defense in for Ravenna. There, the snap's a little bit better, and Conley's going to hand it off. And the running back this time is Alex Lowe. He'll come up the middle to about the 30-yard line, get about five of that back.
Yep, and they got Thomas Connolly in there, and they got to get him some snaps. You never know down the line what could happen and so on and so forth. And Connolly did a good job that time. It was a little bit high snap again, but he did a good job of getting the ball to Alex Lowe, and Lowe just takes it up the middle.
5:45 to go, 38-0. Kearney Catholic has blown it open here in the last few minutes. Five turnovers for the second half for Ravenna. Conley rolls right, wants to throw. Nobody open, tucks it up, runs to the 35, lowers the shoulder to the 36. And with that number one defense in there for Ravenna, that was well covered. And a gain here of about 6 yards, and it'll be a punting situation for the Stars.
Yeah, you know, like you said, he kind of rolled out to the side here, and there was no one downfield. Holtmeyer and them were down trying to get open and stuff, but nobody was open, so he just took off and ran. What he got, 5-6 yards on the play, but brings up 4th and 22 for Kearney Catholic.
Connor Strike to punt for the first time of the second half and just the third time in the football game. Ravenna's going to put to Saborn, not too deep at his 32-yard line. Ball spotted at the Kearney Catholic 35, and Strike's boot. Didn't get much into that. He tried to kick it away from him, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That's only a kick of about 25 yards. No return for Saborn, and Ravenna will take over first down at 10. 4:46 to go in the football game, 38-0 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Next week, Kearney Catholic takes on Donovan Trumbull. We'll have that game for you on our network of stations. I believe we'll be back on ESPN 1460 for that ball game. And for Ravenna, they're going to come home against Wood River. They'll be able to heal up next week against an Eagles team that has struggled so far this year. Trips to the right side. Baronic all the way out to the right. Saborn, the quarterback. Stars have a lot of second-team defenders in there right now. Armstrong in motion. Turn, hand it off up the middle, and Shamback doesn't go anywhere. That defensive line's still pretty strong. Isaac Richter comes in there on that one.
Yep, Jacob Dakey was in there on that play, and David Burkey in there with play, too. So you got this new front line for Kearney Catholic with Burkey and those guys in there, and they're itching to get in there and play some defense for them.
Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up, so stay with us. Out of the shotgun again, Saborn. Takes a long snap count here. He's done that most of the night. Usually sends a man in motion. Does with Wilkie. Option play. Late pitch to Wilkie. Trying to find somewhere to go, but nowhere to go. And in there making the tackle is going to be Brian Hoosman. He looked more like a wrestler there. He got in on the deep double leg and took him down. And a loss on the play of two.
Yeah, you know, the linebacker kind of shot through there, and Saborn had to pitch a little bit quicker than what he wanted to. And then Hoosman did a good job coming up from his cornerback position and making the tackle. But like you said, it looked like a wrestling move on that play that time.
Dave Colling said even though his kids have been playing well, they were really looking forward to this game tonight, and they played like it. And now Saborn going to keep it himself off the right side. It's across the 40 up to the 44-yard line, but that's still going to be about 6 yards short of the first down, a 4-yard gain after all that running for Saborn, who unofficially leads the team with 38 yards, Shamback with 27, and Wilkie with 28 yards rushing in this football game. And Saborn a little slow to get up. He's going to saunter back to the huddle here, and it's 38-0. They're going to go for it, 2:40 and counting to go in the football game. 4th down and 6 at their own 44-yard line. Saborn takes the snap, fakes it, wants to run, nowhere to go. He's going to be trucked down behind the line of scrimmage. The Stars just pitted their ears back and coming. No reason not to. Strike was in there. three or four different guys in there. I think we've seen a lot tonight. The Richter got off the bottom of the pile. And timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic because they're going to bring some youngsters in. And with the continuous clock, they want to get them all in there. So timeout on the field, 2:24 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 38, Ravenna nothing. We'll be back to wrap things up after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Probably a late arriving crowd at the dance tomorrow for the homecoming dance. Hard to have a homecoming dance at a Husker game going on at the same time, but it is homecoming, and it's going to be a happy one tonight for the Stars. They're going to pick up the win, really blowing this thing open at the end of the third quarter. Got 17 points in the last 3 minutes of the third quarter, went from 14-0 to 31-0. They currently lead it 38-0. 2:15 to go. Conley is the quarterback, and on the end around, they'll get the football into the hands of Breck Grosskreutz. And he breaks a tackle in the backfield, turns the corner, and at least got back to the line of scrimmage here. May not have got much more. He ran a long way, Don, just to get to the line.
Yeah, did Trace Armstrong did a good job on this end over here, and he kind of shot right through there. And, you know, once Brett got the ball, he kind of had to dodge Trace and then get out here, and then the pursuit was on.
Second down and 10, Conley's going to move back to the shotgun. And he'll hand it off again and take it back. He wants to run out to the left side, gets a good block from Grosskreutz and gets to the 41-yard line, and he's going to be wrapped up there. And on the tackle is going to be Tom Siskowski.
Siskowski
with the tackle after a couple of yards there for Conley.
Yeah, Conley just, you know, faked the handoff, and he kind of booted around the outside. And Siskowski did a great job of coming up and then making the tackle. Now is Kearney Catholic trying to get a lot of these guys into the football game right now. You got four going in, four coming off.
Colin Buesch, I think, gets in there.
Yep.
He's trying to tell Tom what the play is. Third down and 6, 41-yard line of the chains with a minute to go in the football game. Back judge is being very nice about not counting it off. As Conley will run option, he'll make a late pitch. The ball is on the ground. The ball is loose, and Ravenna is going to cover it. Went in and out of the hands there of Brock Bartholomew, and covering the fumble is going to be Armstrong. Armstrong and Wilkie back there covering the football. That's the first turnover for Kearney Catholic.
And, you know, it was one of those that was broken right off the bat. You know, when he kind of ran the option to this side, Armstrong and some of them were already into the backfield steal, and those guys were in the backfield already. And he made a late pitch, and, you know, there's one of those that you go, well, if it's probably one of the games they would have probably just ate the football, but they tried to make something happen, the JVs did, and it just didn't happen.
And Ravenna, maybe time for a couple of more plays, and there may have been a loose exchange there. Saborn falls back on the football, continuous clock, and time for one more play.
Yep, and that time it was on the other side, you know, one of the defensive ends on the other side, number 67, Donovan. He did a good job of coming down on that play as he faked it and just, you know, hit Saborn right as he made the fake.
Ravenna couldn't take advantage of some good field possession early in this football game, and it ended up eating at him, and they're not a team that comes from behind, and they're trying to get one more playoff here. 6 seconds to go. Saborn going to keep it himself off the left side, turns the corner, 45-40. Grosskreutz is in there on the tackle, and that's the end of the football game, an 8-yard gain for Trevor Saborn. But tonight, Kearney Catholic handles Ravenna, and I'm sure that's what Coach Mark Hudson will say. It just wasn't our night, and they're going to have to go back to work and probably looking ahead a couple of weeks down the road at Blue Hill, because Wood River and Southern Valley have struggled this year, and Blue Hill will be the next big game on their schedule in 2 weeks as they try to go 6-2. As I was talking with the coaches tonight, I think the goal was whoever loses this one just don't lose again. You kind of have the feeling that one of these teams would be 7-1 and the other would be 6-2. Heading into the playoffs, trying to get some home games tonight. But Stars started quick, Don. Then it kind of turned over a little bit to Ravenna. Stars offense struggled in the second and most of the third. But then the turnovers and a couple of nice plays helped them out, and they really blew it open. Conley, an interception return for a touchdown. But four turnovers in the second half. Ravenna, one first down, according to my book, in the second half. And it just wasn't going to go their way tonight. 38-0 Kearney Catholic in a game that was 14-0 late third.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it was one of those, Doug, that it very easily could have been, you know, 14-7 if they could have got something going in the first half. Ravenna had some things that, you know, once they got things going, it seemed like they stubbed their toe, you know, with a penalty, a legal motion, you know, two guys in motion at the same time. You know, those things kind of hurt them when you were trying to, you know, pick up 3, 4, 5 yards. And they were doing that successful to start with. But as the night went on, Squires and those guys did a real good job up front for Kearney Catholic. And then Ravenna tried to do some passing. They got a couple of them there, but, you know, some jump balls. But, you know, some things were underthrown. And Brian Hoosman had a good night as far as getting some interceptions and so on. But, you know, like you said, there was a spurt about 7 minutes that Kearney Catholic scored 3 times in a row. And all of a sudden, a 17-point game went to, you know, 38-point game right off the bat there.
Yeah, and you just don't see this happen on a couple of bases. This doesn't happen when they play each other very often,
no.
And this doesn't happen to Ravenna very often. So they've got to circle the wagons and try and make something out of this football season. They didn't expect, they may not have been the favorite coming in, but they didn't expect this to be the final score. And I think the teams play 8-10 times. It's going to be closer. I think Kearney Catholic obviously is going to win a majority of the games if you go by what we saw tonight. But Ravenna, not a bad football team. I'll go back to the very first night of the year, and, of course, there's a lot more improvement from week one. But we saw Minden just destroy Fairbury on the opening night of the year. Fairbury hasn't lost a game since, and they're back into the top 10. So that's 4 weeks ago, and 4 weeks down the road, I think we're going to see a Ravenna football team if they want to.
Yeah.
If they want to, it's always up to the kids. If they want to and they're winners over at Ravenna, they never quit. They keep going.
Yep.
That's why they brought so many wins in all those athletics over there, guys and gals. They're going to be there. They're going to be into the second round of the playoffs, and then we'll see what kind of a draw they have. But good football team, but Kearney Catholic, 4-1 right now. Odds in Vegas would not have.
You'd be paying
some tuition if you were on the Stars right here, because when you say that you had to play St. Cecilia, Northwest, APATH, Cambridge, and Ravenna in your first 5 games, none of those were easy at all, and they won 3 of those football games and had a chance against St. Cecilia. So we'll take a break. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Kearney Catholic, 38, Ravenna nothing. Stay with us.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Platte River Preps, your home for all high school sports, not just football, not just volleyball, cross country, softball, anything that's going on all year long. You can check out any school, any sport, all the games that are going on, photographs from the games that we cover, articles from the newspapers across the state. Check it out. You'll be amazed. Platte River Preps. 38-0 Kearney Catholic, the winner tonight, and it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the brick of the downtown Kearney Center, open Monday through Saturday for your convenience. If you're ready to put on a new sweatshirt because it's getting a little chilly, and represent your Kearney Catholic Stars, your Kearney High Bearcats, the Huskers, or the Lopers. Misco's has it for you. See Steve, Steven and gang on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Misco Sports. They've been doing it for a long time. 35-plus years downtown on the bricks. Doug Duda along with Don Lees coming up the 5 Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Let's check a few of the latest scores that we have for you on our last update here. Nebraska Volleyball, I'll get to that. It looks like they were a winner tonight. Grand Island defeats Lincoln Northeast 56-7. Kearney over Norfolk 35-7. At last check, Adams Central getting a battle from York 27-21 in the third. Aurora leading Gehring in the fourth 36-22. Alliance has tied Hastings at 24 apiece. Seward was leading Lexington in the third at last check. McCook rolls up Sydney tonight. Other games, O'Neill takes care of a ton of turnovers. Central City was undefeated. They turned it over more than four times tonight. They get beat 47-7. That's kind of what happened to Ravenna here tonight. Lincoln Lutheran leading Gibbon in the fourth quarter, 13-12. Blue Hill had a 7-0 lead against Superior in the late portion of the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull 42-20 in the fourth quarter of play. We'll check a few other scores. Kennesaw 46, Shelton 13 in the fourth quarter of play tonight as well. Pleasanton was rolling up Hartland Lutheran. Lawrence Nelson was taking care of Red Cloud. And Silver Lake reportedly a winner over Nebraska Lutheran tonight. And Nebraska beats Michigan State in five sets tonight in college volleyball, 27-25, 16-25, 21-25, 25-17, 16-14 in the fifth set. We do not have a final yet, at least I don't, on how UNK did tonight against ninth-ranked Metro State. Have to check the email and faxes back at the station because that baby is probably over against ninth-ranked Metro. They play 22nd-ranked Regis tomorrow. Doug Duda, Don Lees with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Don, we talked about it down the stretcher. Turnovers, and Ravenna was trying to throw the ball, and they were doing it a little bit more effectively. But this was not the same football team here tonight that played St. Cecilia last week either. They were really more efficient in the first half last week and stuck with it the whole game long. Not as much success tonight.
No, it wasn't. It's one of those things that, and by the way, I know the UNK volleyball is over because Coach Squires is down here. So unless he got thrown out of the game or something. But, yeah, Ravenna, but last week, Coach Colling was just, when he watched film and I talked to him on Monday and Tuesday, and he's like, man, these guys can run the football. They got so many different formations, so many spin moves and run the option and so on and so forth. But he said that was really scary. He said if we can play assignment football where the guys need to stay at home and do their assignments on things and not over-pursue on some of the stuff, then, we have a chance at this. And right off the bat, that's what, Ravenna came out and just kind of said, here we are. This is old-style Ravenna football. We're going to march it right down. And they got, 7-8 yards on a couple of plays and so on and so forth. But then they got that penalty, and then all of a sudden they tried to pass once, and then they got it picked off. And then Kearney Catholic took the next time and marched it right back down. But, it was one of those things when Ravenna had something going, something bad happened. And, it was one of those situations where all of a sudden, it was only 14-0. Like we mentioned at half, Kearney Catholic had like 270 yards of total offense in the first half, and it was only 14-0 because they got down inside the, 8-9 yard line, and they couldn't punch it in. Ravenna's front line did a really good job, but, that's what Kearney Catholic did. They kind of spread the field and got, to the outside a few times on them. And, made some plays on the outside. So, Ravenna's a lot better football team than the score showed. We mentioned it before. It was 17-0 with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden it just starts snowballing on Ravenna. And all of a sudden in about a seven-minute span, Kearney Catholic scored.
Well, Coach Squires is happy because the Lopers beat Metro State tonight in four sets. So congratulations to UNK now 15-1. And have the lead in the RMAC East Division, and Regis comes in tomorrow. We will take a look at the final stats of our ball game right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop.
The New Drop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dew Drop, Ravenna.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Taking time. Now, finally, he's going to take the snap, roll to his right, max protection, throws it underneath, and it is intercepted by Tom Conley at the 50 to 40, 30 to 20. Conley to the house, touchdown, Kearney Catholic. And Thomas Conley rounding out the scoring here tonight with a 50-yard interception return in the fourth quarter. That was the final, or the next to last score. It made it 31 to nothing on the final play of the third quarter. Pacheco tacked one on in the fourth quarter, and the Stars win it 38 to nothing. Here's a rundown of the stats I had for Ravenna. Lucas Wilkie, 5 carries, 28 yards. Ethan Shambach, 8 carries, 27 yards. Trevor Saborn, 15 carries, 47 yards on the night for Ravenna. I had him for 100 total yards, and then you got to take off the two unfortunate bad snaps that they had here tonight, which gives them negative 17 yards. So Wilkie, 5 carries, 28 yards. Shambach, 8 carries, 27 yards. Saborn, 15 carries, 45 yards. Then you knock off the two bad snaps. So the team rushing is 30 yards or 30 attempts for 83 yards in the ball game. Through the air, Savorn's not going to want to hear this. Put it up 8 times, completed 2, had 5 interceptions, no touchdowns in the ball game for 34 yards. And that is 117 yards of total offense. 4 first downs is all I had Ravenna for tonight. Punted the ball 3 times and give credit there. On good punting by Ravenna, they're going to average right around 42 yards per punt. 8 penalties, though, for 50 yards in the football game. 5 turnovers, 3 of those. Let's give credit to Hoosman. He had 3 of those interceptions tonight.
Yeah, you know, and he was in the right spot, you know, on the one that Connor even, you know, came back and made a nice catch on. But, you know, Hoosman was in the right spot a few times to make some good plays. And it was one of those things that, you know, Saborn was getting a little bit of pressure put on him, Doug. And, you know, sometimes he would just turn and he would just throw it and kind of heave it up there and so on. You know, it's one of those things that Kearney Catholic did a great job, you know, up front. You know, they did a good job up front, you know, too. You know, Ravenna did also. But it was, you know, one of those things that Saborn, you know, was kind of chucking and kind of, you know, getting the matchups he kind of wanted. But it was, you know, sometimes it was one of those things where it was underthrown and we made some interceptions on it.
Dave Colling is going to join us here in just a second. Let's run down the unofficial stats that I had of this football game. Anthony Pacheco, 18 carries, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Colton Dorr, 4 carries, 4 yards. Brett Grosskreutz, 1 carry, 0. Keegan Fitzgerald, 2 carries, 8 yards. Alex Lowe, 1 carry, 5 yards. Tyson Colling, 3 carries, 22 yards. Abe Clinch, 4 carries, negative 1 yards. He had a 1-yard touchdown run, got sacked once. That's why the negative. Tom Conley, 2 carries, 48 yards, 35 carries, 135 yards. You got to tack on that bad snap when the second team was in for an 18-yard loss there on the shotgun formation. So that would be 36 for 117 yards. Through the air, Clinch very, very solid. 14 of 17 in the first half, 5 of 7 in the second half. So he ends up going 19 out of 24. No interceptions, 1 touchdown, a 4-yarder to Anthony Pacheco, 264 yards in the air, 135 on the ground, 399 of total offense, minus the 18 for the bad snap would make it 381. 20 first downs of the ball game, punted the ball 3 times, only had 1 turnover, and that was in the last minute with the third team in there. 5 penalties, all in the first half for 45 yards, and the Stars with 3 touchdowns from Anthony Pacheco and 3 interceptions from Brian Hoosman beat Ravenna by a score of 38 to nothing. And Coach Dave Colling joins us now here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Dave, anytime you can beat a rival, it's great. Anytime you can play well and beat a rival, it's even better.
Well, we played well
I thought defense was is a huge thing tonight, and our kids bought into what we talked about all week long about being the most physical football team, and we played lights out tonight.
You got off to a quick start. You get a good kickoff to take it out to midfield, and you move the ball in, and you get some positive right away. You're on the board, and that's always a good start.
You know, that's a huge thing. I thought a second half was huge, stopping them immediately on, you know, the first possession they had. I thought that was humongous for us, and like I said, that opening score was huge as well. And you know, other than the first couple possessions where, you know, I thought second quarter, the defense just came out and did a great job.
It looked like Ravenna was starting or trying to turn the tide. They had the ball in your territory in the first half enough, but could never get in. It was a penalty, and then in the second half it was the turnovers. But their defense played probably their best football in the second quarter and early third. And then, of course, when they had to force the issue, you took advantage of their mistake.
Right. No, Brian Houston did a great job covering up stuff. We flew to the football. Great job. you know, then that in that when I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
let's go to Abe. Don and I were talking about it. He throws for 264, and until that little slant pattern to Keegan in the fourth quarter, I don't think he ever threw it more than 6 yards down the field. Yeah. A lot of runs, yards after catch.
Abe did a great job tonight. Like I always say, Abe's a competitor, and I thought, you know, week by week by week, he's gradually growing as a quarterback, and, you know, his pocket presence tonight, hitting guys on the run tonight, you know, getting rid of the football when he needed to get rid of it, throwing the ball away when he needed to, you know. Stuff like that is just he's just grown up each week, and he's playing some pretty good football right now.
Yeah, we had him, what'd we say, 19 out of 24. I know two and maybe three times he threw it away, once down in the end zone, once after the bad snap he had to get rid of that. So we've seen Abe develop as much as anybody in the five games so far.
Yeah, Abe's done a great job. And like I said, he's a competitor, so he's gonna do the stuff he needs to do off the field, work off the field and stuff like that to make himself better as well.
What'd you guys do defensively? Any changes in the second half?
You know, we changed up just a minute stuff in the second quarter there. I did a little stuff with our D tackles and DMs. And we worked on what they do well all week long. And I thought we took away their option very well. I thought we wrapped up Cyborg very well. I thought that Wilkie kid's a great runner as well. And I thought we did a great job of containing him. And as a defensively, I thought we played one of our best football games. Flew to the football, wrapped up, had a lot of hats to the football, and did a great job.
Well, homecoming's never you don't win the football game, and now you look ahead. Your only home game, as we said in the pregame, for over a month here. Donovan Trumbull, it seems like in the world of sports, there's always a team you're supposed to beat, but they just either match up with you well or have the number, and Donovan is kind of that team. You're supposed to be better than them. They always have found a way over the last few years to give you a battle, so it's not going to be easy. They put some points up on the board on St. Cecilia. I think it was 46-20 late in the fourth. What are your thoughts about the
You card? Know, we'll enjoy tonight, and we'll, of course, get filmed tomorrow and break that down. But, yeah, a couple of years ago, I can remember going into Donovan Trumbull, and we pulled it out in overtime. And so, yeah, there's not an easy game on the schedule. Like I tell the guys, you know, we just need to keep getting better each week at the football team, and we'll be just fine.
Dave, thanks, man. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and wrap things up on the Misco Sports Post Game Show right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, we're getting ready for the Friday Night Scoreboard Show brought to you by Five Points Bank. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have recaps of all of the football games carried on our Platte River network of stations. Tonight, recaps from Alliance Hastings, from St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull, from Shelton Kennesaw, and, of course, recap here of tonight's Kearney Catholic win over the Ravenna Blue Jays. Snowball kept rolling downhill, and Kearney Catholic just kept pushing that snowball over Ravenna tonight, taking advantage of four second-half turnovers and really piling things up in the last, from late in the third quarter, early into the fourth quarter. It went from 14-0 to 38-0. Great game tonight from Brian Hoosman. Three interceptions. Anthony Pacheco, three touchdowns, five-yard run, one-yard run, four-yard touchdown reception, and Abe Clinch managed the football game tonight as well as you can as a quarterback. The Stars have had to face very different teams in their first 5 weeks for the most part. St. Cecilia one way, then you had to keep it away from Mike Schopp in Cambridge. Here they did it tonight, trying to keep it away from the interior line. If Ravenna, you want to point at something that was really good tonight for the Blue Jays, their defensive line, very, very good tonight. The Stars could not run it between the tackles, and so that's why they went to those little dump-off passes, those little swing passes, to get it outside, get it in space, which we've seen for a long, long time. Take advantage of their speed. Not that Ravenna doesn't have speed, but just couldn't go one-on-one with the Stars tonight. Final score, Kearney Catholic 38, Ravenna nothing. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether you need basketball gear, football gear, volleyball gear, soccer, they've got it all for you. Men's and women's clothing, great apparel. Come in and check it out. They're putting new stuff out every week. You never know what's changing under the new ownership at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Same great service, even better apparel for you at Misco's. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and for Don Lease, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Next week, Kearney Catholic takes on Donovan Trumbull on the road, and for Ravenna, they'll be back home to take on Wood River. We'll have the Ravenna or Kearney Catholic Donovan Trumbull game for you. Plus, I believe we're going to see an 8-man game as well next week on our network of stations, Classic Hits and ESPN 1460. Again, the final here on Homecoming at Miles Field, Kearney Catholic 38, Ravenna nothing. This is Doug Duda saying enjoy the Husker game tomorrow, the Loper game and the Bronco game. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.